Dayton, Ohio, the Gem City, where yesterday the Lugnuts allowed the first two runs and then turned the game into a rout between two innings of offense. Three homers hit against the reliever Brock Bell, a 9-2 Lugnuts win. Lansing has now won 7 of its last 8 games. Can they keep it going? Well, let me welcome in Adam Jexa. Let me ask him that same question. Adam, can the Lugnuts stay hot against the Dragons?
Oh, hey there, Jesse. I don't see why there's any reason they can't. I mean, this team has been rolling. Their offense has been cruising. They've won 7 of their last 8, 3 straight, 16 of their last 24. Whatever string you're looking at, they're winning a lot of games lately, and it's because of this offense and the addition of the new trio of guys that came up from Stockton certainly helped, and one of those key members played a big role last night.
Cole Kahn caught a Dayton Dragon stealing and then hit a 3-run homer off the foul pole and right. That kept everything off, and the Lugnuts were on their way to the win. Lansing is now 4 games above 500 and 2.5 games back of Lake County.
Hey, man, they're staying right there. 14 games to go in the first half, and they are keeping the pressure on Lake County, a team that, to this point, really, with how hot Lake County has been, Lansing's been the only club that's been able to beat them. So all you can do is keep winning, and they've got another opportunity to do that here tonight.
It's an interesting pitching matchup. Luis Carrasco is going to the mound for the Lugnuts. He's been highly consistent. But on the other side, Javi Rivera has been tremendous for Dayton recently.
Yeah, he struggled. He took his lumps, and really, against the Lugnuts, he's taken his lumps twice. But you said it. His last 3 outings against Great Lakes, Quad Cities, and Beloit, the consistency part, he's given up no runs in any of those, and he had 24 total strikeouts between those last 3 outings. So he's pitching well, and the Lugnuts, they haven't traditionally here of late been great against starters. It's come against the bullpen just like it did last night.
We'll see if they can keep this up. One of those guys who's been so great against the opposition's relievers this year is the starting shortstop today and the subject of our pregame interview. Preview your conversation with Colby Halter.
Well, the Florida Gators, near and dear to his heart. I don't know if you know this, Jesse. They are in the Supers this weekend. So he's walking a little taller around these parts. He was pretty excited to talk about the Gators.
You'll hear Colby's confidence when we return. This is Lugnuts Pregame.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at uso.org today.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Joined by Lansing Lugnuts infielder Colby Halter. So far, your first full season with Lansing, couple of months in. How's it been going so far?
Yeah, it's not going bad at all. We got a great group of guys here, and try to keep it light and fun every day. You know, it's a long season, so just get our daily work in, and we've been winning a lot of games, so it's been a lot of fun.
What's been the key in your mind to you guys putting this stretch together?
I think it's just trying to stay consistent every day. We got a lot of talented hitters, and, you know, playing clean defense and having pitchers throw strikes is always a good recipe for success.
Specifically for yourself at the plate, where do you think you've improved the most since the start of the season now to early June?
I think the first month started out and, you know, I was walking a lot and having good at-bats and stuff. And then last month I kind of wanted to have a little bit more thump and hit my first 2 professional homers, which was good. But kind of this month I'm looking to just blend the two a little bit and keep the walks up and just put together good at bats.
The 2 Colby Halter home runs, you can't miss them, were the same launched down the right field line. Is that typical for you, or
that's something I worked on a lot this offseason? Is just you know, my approach growing up my whole life was drive the ball to left center, and that's a good approach, but you kind of got to learn how to pull the ball at some point. So I've been happy turning on some heaters like that. It's definitely been good.
It's fun to be around the cage and see the former big leaguer Kevin Kuzminoff work with all you guys. What's it been like for you, and what has he taught you so far?
Yeah, Kuz obviously had success at a really high level, so anytime you can pick his brain is awesome, and we get to be around him every day. you know, he just kind of preaches, you know, being consistent and really focusing on the work you're doing at the time you're doing it. So that's definitely a good thing.
You've been playing a couple of different spots, shortstop, second base. What's it like up the middle in the infield?
Yeah, I love playing shortstop. It's a lot. I grew up playing there my whole life. And then college, I played mostly second and third. But it's been fun. And second base is a lot of fun, too. But shortstop's definitely a nice little treat once a week or so. So it's been good.
So that's like tonight. Angeles isn't in the lineup. You give him a little nudge, like, thanks for giving me an opportunity, man.
Yeah, no doubt. That guy rakes, too. So
we're talking with Colby Halter here. As we continue on the Lansing Lugnuts season, you've mentioned working on a couple things, April to May, now June. What's the focus on the field, at the plate? What are you trying to nail down and get achieved here?
Yeah, I just want to put together a really good month and you know, have good at-bats every single day. It's kind of hard to look at a big picture like that, so just take it day by day, and at the end of the month, you know, hopefully it'll be good.
Have you learned anything from these guys that are around you? Because you have so many great hitters on this team.
Yeah, no doubt. It's fun to watch them just do their daily work and see how they work at bats, you know. Obviously, guys like Bolte, super talented tools-wise, and he's putting it together really nice right now. And Will Simpson's had a really good season so far. So it's been – they're two of my best friends, too, so it's a lot of fun. Just pick their brains and just watch them work.
There's a lot of good colleges that are represented on this team, but I know this is a time where you stick your chest out a little bit more because the Florida Gators are going to the Super Regionals.
Oh, yeah.
What's this been like to watch the Gators and be a part of that program?
Yeah, super fun. You know, some of the guys on the team still, my roommates last year and know everyone in the program, so I'm watching every game and sending them texts during the game, stuff like that, but it's been fun to watch them go to work, and they play really good baseball, and they're tough. They're really tough, so...
They just snuck into the tournament, and then they lost their second game. I think at that point had a 12% chance to advance out of the regional. They do, and now their gift is they get to take on the Clemson Tigers, who've been exceptional. How you feeling heading into the weekend for the Gators?
Yeah, you know, we play our best baseball, or the Gators do, when our back's against the wall, and they did that this weekend. And so it'll be a lot of fun to watch them. I'm really excited to see them at Clemson. I think that that ballpark matches up well for them. They're really offensive, so it'll be fun. And I've actually got former coach of mine, Jack Leggett. He's back in the dugout over at Clemson, so it'll be fun to play in that. But hopefully they take it to him and whoop his butt.
You're not, like, checking your phone during the games this weekend, right? Because I think they're playing night games over there, too.
No. Actually, I think they're playing at 2:30, so that'll be nice. We'll get to watch it early BP and stuff like that, so no conflict of interest there.
All right. Well, hey, thanks so much, Colby Halter. Best of luck the rest of the way, and enjoy watching you play here in Lansing.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
On this fine Wednesday, June the 5th, 2024, it is time to go through our starting lineups. Let's take you first to the Lansing Lugnuts starting nine as made out by Craig Coughlin. And currently beginning an exchange to the home plate with the Dayton Dragons manager, Vince Harrison Jr. Letting things off today in left field, it's Johnny Butler. Batting second in center field, Henry Bolte. Hitting third, the first baseman, Will Simpson. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Luke Mann. Hitting fifth in right field, Danny Bautista Jr. Batting sixth, the shortstop and the subject of today's pregame interview, Colby Halter. Hitting seventh, the DH, Cameron Masterman. Batting eighth, the catcher, Cole Kahn. And rounding off the order, batting ninth, the second baseman, Casey Yamauchi. That's Butler Bolte Simpson, Man Batista Jr. Halter, Masterman Khan, and Yamauchi. And they support the right-hander Luis Carrasco. Adam Jaxa, do you have a spotlight lug nut?
Well, you can't bet against a guy that's got the parents in town. Cole Khan, mom, dad, they're here. He had his first home run yesterday. Let's go with him today.
Love it. Cole Khan, let me put a star next to his name.
Yeah, go ahead and do that for me,
right,
will you?
Let me make sure. Yesterday, I started Will Simpson. He had two singles. He scored two runs. He drew a walk. He was all over the bases. That was a good pick.
Yeah, man. Guys hit home runs. You know, Will had a great day, but, you know, there were others that stepped up, too.
Guy hitting and beating out infield singles. What's that all about? Hector Rodriguez leads off for the Dayton Dragons, DHing. Batting second, number two, Jay Allen II, the left fielder. Heading third, the first baseman, Cade Hunter. Second baseman, Sal Stewart, cleans up. Third baseman, Cam Collier, bats fifth. Batting sixth, it's the center fielder, Carlos Jorge. Heading seventh in right field, that's Ethan O'Donnell. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Leo Balakasar. And batting ninth, the catcher, Logan Tanner. That's Rodriguez, Allen, Hunter, Stewart, Collier, Jorge, O'Donnell, Balakasar, and Tanner. In support of the right-hander, Javi Rivera. Who's your spotlight dragon?
Boy, Jesse, they were held pretty quiet yesterday, but a prospect-heavy lineup. Seven of the nine batters are top 30 prospects. I'm going to go with Sal Stewart. He was 0-for-4 yesterday, but he's been red-hot coming into this series. So keep an eye on him batting the cleanoff spot today.
He had a rough day overall for Dayton. He took the 0-for and two errors, his second and third errors of the year.
I mean, only five hits for Dayton, three total errors. It just... a game that they led 2-0 for half the game just turned out not to be their night, especially in the back half of yesterday's game all around.
Let me make the case, too, that it was even worse. Are you ready?
What do you got?
In yesterday's game, Brian Buelbas, Luke Mann, and Henry Bolte, if you combine their games, the three of them went 1-for-13. Now, if you can hold Bolte, Buelbas, and Mandel 1-for-13, you figure you should win. They didn't, and they lost 9-2. And I'm going to hazard a guess that here today, Brian Buelbas, not in the starting lineup, but Bolte batting second, Luke Mann batting in the cleanup spot. I don't think that they're going to be held to just one hit today.
Yeah, welcome to the depth that is the Lansing Lugnuts offense. And now you understand why they are leading the league in many categories or up there at the top in many offensive categories, including runs, including triples, on base percentage. They can hit 1-9.
Buelbas, day off. Aribel Anales, the day off. Cameron Masterman into the starting lineup. Oh, by the way, he was the Lugnuts' best hitter here in Dayton in the three games to start up the season. Had four triples. Four doubles. He was doubling every single at bat. And then Casey Yamauchi getting his first day in the starting lineup today, batting in the nine hole. We understand that Casey is a thorn in the foot of any pitchers trying to face him. He just hits the baseball all over the place.
He certainly does. He's a great guy to have in that second leadoff spot down in the nine hole. And, you said it. No Anjeles, no Buelbas. We'll see if the Lugnuts can still find a way to continue on their offensive parade that they've been on here in 2024.
We're ready to go. The Lugnuts were first ready. They're lined up the first base side, wearing their road black uniforms with the gray caps, black bills, road gray pants. On the back of the uniform, the numbers in white outlined in gray. The Dayton Dragons are wearing their home whites. There is an array of students, of children, and they are lined up four rows deep, and they are all set to sing the national anthem here today. And so with that, let's go down to the field.
Thank you.
Okay, well sung down there on the field. We're ready for baseball. It's game two this week. A battle of six between the Dragons and your Lugnuts. Lansing, four games over the 500 mark, 28 and 24. They're 2.5 games out of first. And then the Dayton Dragons, 25 and 27. Lansing has a winning record at home. They've got a winning record on the road at 12 and 10. As for Dayton, they are 11 and 11 at home after the 9-2 win last night for the Lansing Lugnuts. It's a wonderful 80 degrees and sunny here in Dayton, Ohio, with the call of the game. Speaking of wonderful, here he is, Jesse Goldberg Wrestling.
Oh, Adam Jackson, let me take you around this defense. With Jay Allen II in left field, Carlos Jorge playing center, Ethan O'Donnell in right. Around the infield next, Cade Hunter's at first, Sal Stewart's at second. Leo Balcazar plays shortstop, and Kane Collier is at third. The catcher's Logan Tanner. For the man on the mound, the right-hander with a fascinating story, Javi Rivera. How did the Lugnuts beat him?
Well, I think they've got to have more than just home runs tonight, Jesse. They struck out 17 times last night. That's a season high. So they've got to stay off the pitches, out of the zone. And it can't just be one or two guys. You have to have consistent good at-bats, 1-9 tonight, because this guy in his last three starts, he's been exceptional, and he's been running the strikeouts up. 24 strikeouts in his last three outings.
All right. He has finished his warm-up pitches. Home plate umpire is Jeff Spisak. The bases umpire is Brandon Schmidt. The two umpires confer halfway up the first baseline. They're talking it all through. Brandon Schmidt has worked with a variety of different umpires. Glenn Meyerhofer, we were expecting to see here, but Meyerhofer had been filling in. It's Spisak for this series. And here comes Johnny Butler. Butler, Bolte Simpson against Javi Rivera. It is 81 degrees in the Gem City. Rivera toes the rubber first base side, similar to Ryan Cardona yesterday. Then the turn, the kick, the pitch, and it's off the inside corner, ball one. At 7:06 p.m. Eastern Time, we are underway. The 1-0 to Butler. Got it in. These mechanics really are startlingly similar to last night's starter Ryan Cardona. Extreme first base out of the rubber, facing the batter in full. Then the turn, then the left leg kick, then the pitch. Fought off the hands, foul, over the screen, and into the upper deck.
Well, let's see if Johnny Butler can get to a full count like the start of last night's game and, I don't know, double down the left field line.
You read my mind, sir. Johnny Butler out of the leadoff spot yesterday, two hits. The pitch, Butler takes down and in. The count is now 3-1. Butler's heading 2-11. A 3-1 pitch from Rivera. High fly ball yanked foul off the right side. Now the count is full. So what do you think is going to happen here?
Double.
He has 10 doubles. He has one triple. He has four home runs this year. One of them a walk-off against Dayton. Payoff pitch to Johnny. He takes high. It's a leadoff walk. Is that all right with you?
That'll do, Jesse.
That'll do. There's Henry Bolte. 93 miles an hour right now, that Javi Rivera fastball. Oh, by the way, Johnny Butler, if you're wondering, seven steals, only once caught. Now, Henry Bolte yesterday was 1-for-5 with four strikeouts. The one hit was a double. Righty to righty, ground ball foul, rolling back and to the left. Back and to the left. Bolte's double came, what, 2 feet away from it, leaving the ballpark out to right center?
Boy, it looked like it was out yesterday, just at the bottom of the board.
Bolte swings, foul tip. This pitch right into the mid of Tanner. And the count is nothing and two. I went back to look, by the way, with Johnny Butler. Do you remember how many steals he had last year with the Lugnuts? I'll tell you after this 0-2. Bolte swings and misses. He strikes out on three pitches. One away. Johnny stole 19 bases with the Lugnuts last year.
I was going to say, I thought he was up around 20, 25. He was a guy that was moving.
Well, you were correct. Here's Will Simpson. Righty, righty, no score. One out, Butler at first. Rivera to Simpson. Up and in, back pick first base. Butler dives back in on his belly. And then the push-up back to his feet. Is that similar to a burpee?
Yeah. Those are no fun.
Nah. One ball and no strikes on Will. Two for four, two singles and a walk yesterday. Butler runs. The pitch waved at and missed. Throw down to second base is late. Johnny Butler steals his eighth. And he's into scoring position. He went in head first. Logan Tanner released that ball without rising from his crouch, just trying to save some time. And he couldn't save enough time. Ball and a strike on Will. Perfect RBI opportunity. Here's the pitch to Simpson. Down and away. One hot pick by Tanner to his right. Ball two.
Well, there you go. You were just talking about it. And with how Lansing has been so aggressive on the bases this year, good to see Johnny Butler get aboard to start the game for a second straight night and then go take second base.
Adam would also like me to mention that Simpson is riding a 12-game on-base streak entering play today. 2-1. High pop-up left side. At a foul ground, the pitcher Rivera near the third baseman Collier. It's Collier with the catch with a shortstop. Balcazar way too close. No respect for personal space. Breaks the halo rule in the NFL. And there's two gone.
He's going to have to get a restraining order after that.
Yeah. If I'm Cam Collier, I'd say, Leo Balcazar, what are you doing? It's like he was trying to grab his elbow with the glove.
Come on, man.
So it's up to Luke Mann. Butler at second, two outs, no score. The field is in the shade right now, thickly overcast skies. Mann takes a ball inside.
Let me repeat myself. Come on, man.
It really does. It changes. We've got the come on, man, and then the come on, comma, man. Luke Mann, black bat in hand. The pitch coming. Ground ball shot past the diving first baseman Hunter. Base hit into the right field corner. Butler scores. Luke heads for second. He is there with the RBI double. Luke, the Lugnuts lead 1-0.
Let's go, man. What a swing down the right field side. And Lansing jumps out in front early. They've been doing it in later innings, wasting no time tonight to get on the board.
Double number one for Mann, RBI number six. There goes that man again.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Danny Bautista Jr.
There goes that Missouri man again.
Yeah, show me. Righty, righty, the pitch to Danny. Strike called, front door breaking ball. Adam and I were busy, meanwhile, last night trying to figure out puns with, oh, Danny boy. Danny brought joy, three-run homer yesterday, or I should say two-run. Go-ahead homer, as he waves and misses the breaker. And the count now is nothing and two. It was Bautista Jr. King, the three-run rally in the sixth inning. And then the Lugnuts added six runs the very next inning. Onwards, the 9-2 win. Up 1-0 early. Man at second, two outs. 0-2. Down and away. Bounces away from Tanner, but not far. Just to the right of the home plate circle. Ball one. Danny Bautista Jr. is 8 for his last 18. That batting average right now is at a healthy 281. Taps his bat on his right shoulder. Raises it up just a touch. Rivera throws. A dribbler up the first base side. Rivera over gloves, underhands it into Hunter in time. Side retired. But Johnny Butler draws a walk, steals second, and Luke Mann doubles him home as we go to the bottom of the first inning. The Lugnuts won. Braden is coming up.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries, You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists, to bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's a Luke Mann RBI double for a 1-0 lead, going to the bottom of the first inning from Dave. Luis Carrasco to the mound. Carrasco against Rodriguez, out in the second, and Hunter. So nice, before you ever throw your first pitch, to have your teammates immediately put you in front. The big man Carrasco out of Carora, Venezuela, to Hector Rodriguez. Fastball high, ball one. Fastball at 94 miles an hour. Hector Rodriguez led off yesterday's ballgame with a home run. Righty deals to lefty. And that two misses. That pitch missed up and away at 94. Count is 2-0. Rodriguez's home run yesterday was his fifth of the year. Now, generally doesn't walk a lot. He'll probably be swinging. He isn't, and he takes ball three away. Carrasco's missed three times. The exact same way. He is missing arm side. Two-tone bat in Rodriguez's hands. Picked up via trade from the Mets. 3-0. He takes all the way, and there's a called strike. Shadow zone. Outside corner. Will take it. Hopefully that umpire Jeff Spisak with the generous call. Here comes a 3-1. Popped him up right side. First baseman Simpson toward his own dugout near the tarp. Simpson makes the catch. I mean, that pitch was on the outside corner. But Carrasco, or I should say, that pitch actually came in on the inside corner to jam Hector Rodriguez. And Luis Carrasco takes care of the first Dayton Dragons batter. And it brings up Jay Allen the second.
How about that to come back? Down 3-0, pumps in two, and gets a weak pop.
Well, just to contrast the two leadoff batters, Allen takes, slider outside and low. In the top half, you have Johnny Butler work a walk on a 3-2 pitch, immediately come on. Steal second, apply some pressure. Not so for Dayton. Here it comes. That's fouled off at home. Boy, coming right in into the kitchen for Jay Allen the second.
And just that little microcosm, Jesse, that matches up with the OBP. Lansing, top two in the league on base percentage. Dayton is 10th out of 12.
Jay Allen II is trying to do his best, though. His OBP is .427, best on the team, hitting .298 overall, five doubles, one triple, and seven home runs. Supplemental first rounder of the Cincinnati Reds 3 years ago. One out. The pitch. Down and away. Lugnuts 1, Dragons nothing. You can find Adam Nye via social media at Adam Jaxa for Adam. Jay Goldstrass for me. The pitch popped up, foul ground, right side. Another chance for Simpson near the coach's box. He has another. He went tiptoeing his way up the stripe that shows the baseline. Two outs and two foul outs to Will Simpson.
He's kind of prancing right there.
Did you notice that? Little twinkle toes.
Bambi-esque.
Gotta be light on your feet.
That's right.
The Lugnuts defensively, Simpson at first, Yamauchi at second, Halter at short, Mann at third, Kahn's the catcher. Butler in left, Bolte in center, Batista Jr. in right. Here's Cade Hunter. 1-0 Lugnuts. The pitch. A chopper pulled to the second baseman, Yamauchi. He grabs, goes to first, side up, side down. Carrasco puts up the bagel, and we are going to the second inning. The Lugnuts won, the Dragons nothing.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts scored a run in the first inning and now go to the second, looking to add to a 1-0 lead in Dayton. Game two of a six-game series. Halter Masterman Khan. 6-7-8 batters in the order against the righty Javi Rivera. Adam Jaxa next to me. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, coming your way from the Water Street District, downtown Gem City. Adam's favorite state in the country.
Lies.
Here's Kobe Halter. He takes a fastball high. Adam is a big fan of Dayton, Ohio. Kobe Halter stirring up the bat. Righty deals to the lefty. Halter takes a ball high. 2-0 from Rivera.
You know, Jesse, I do love airplanes, so I think I'm in a good spot down here. Aviation land,
yes.
In Dayton.
University of Dayton is known as the Flyers. On the 2-0. There's a strike called on the inside corner. By the way, speaking of the University of Dayton, have you had the chance to talk to Nicholas Meyer yet? The Dayton Flyer joining us here on the 2-1. Fly ball, right field, did not hit it solidly. O'Donnell comes in to make the catch. One away. So Nicholas Meyer, Nick Meyer, is a junior biomechanist with the Oakland Athletics. And here he is on the road in Dayton, Ohio, because this is basically home for him. I was talking to Noah Huff, the athletic trainer, all about all the different things that they're doing biometrically to understand these players' bodies. Rivera to Cameron Masterman. Starts him off with a breaker for a called strike. Good slider. Do you think biometrics, biomechanics could help us here on the broadcast booth? A one. Fly ball, right field. Another chance for O'Donnell. Back to his right. He's there for the catch. Two outs.
Absolutely. I think breathing,
yes,
is something that young broadcasters, including myself, didn't really think about in college, and it is super important, Jesse.
I was talking to Grant Judkins all about how he's been pitching his whole life, and still he's learning how to throw a baseball. And I said, Grant, I've been talking for how long, and I'm still learning how to talk. Cole Kahn takes ball one up and in.
It's amazing, right? You're never going to have a perfect game or broadcast, typically, if, you know, unless maybe.
The deal. Bouncing ball, pulled foul up the right side. Ball at a strike, two outs, nobody on. Lugnuts hitting in the top of the second, up 1-0.
So you're always working to get better. You're always working to fine-tune, right? Like, I think perfect game, I think, like, everything is exactly where you want it. Every pitch is put exactly where it is. You can throw a perfect game, but usually sometimes there's some defense that's got to make some plays for you.
Yes.
Help you out a little bit.
Deep breath for Javi Rivera. Let's fly the 1-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. There's the old Satchel Paige story of setting the whole outfield into the dugout saying, guys, I got this. time granted to Cole Kahn. There was a great fictional story about a pitcher sent the entire defense in, except for the catcher and him, and he made the pitch to the batter so overconfident, and the batter squibbed a grounder, but there's nobody around, so the pitcher had to make the play himself. 1-2. Fly ball pounded out to left center field. Carlos Jorge is on the run to his right. Can he get there? Yes. He makes the catch deep in the alleyway, finds himself up against the wall. What was that you said about the defense has to make plays?
Yeah, well, Dane made three mistakes last night. So far, they have made plays, and all of them in the outfield in that half inning.
Let's go to the bottom of the second. Lansing 1, Dayton nothing.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges: mental health struggles, housing obstacles, employment, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At the Bob Woodruff Foundation, we raise awareness about the tough challenges veterans and military families face and invest in solutions to help support them in the next chapter of their lives. And with one solution comes the next. We solve a housing situation, we increase employment opportunities. We solve employment problems, we address food insecurity. We solve food insecurity, we impact physical and mental health issues. Learn more about our work at bobwoodruffoundation.org/success.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Luis Carrasco's warm-ups are done. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Lugnuts 1, Dragons nothing. Stewart, Collier, Jorge. 4-5-6 batters for Dayton. The righty Luis Carrasco in the first inning. 2 foul outs, 1 ground out. Righty. To the Dayton cleanup hitting, Sal Stewart. Ground ball hit to shortstop. Halter to his right gloves. That was to first, and received easily by Simpson. A routine out number 4 for Carrasco. One up and one gone. Adam, I've got an email.
What do you got?
Leanne Cook says, normal questions. Are you ready? Cam Collier steps in from the left side. Question number 1. What did me and Adam, what did we do today? Righty deals to lefty. Collier takes ball 1 inside. We went to first watch.
We did. It was delicious.
Adam got in a great workout.
Eh.
Ball 1 offering. That's up high. 2-0.
You know, the Planet Fitness closest to the hotel, Jesse, it is under massive construction.
Oh,
so
no.
The men's locker room is not even available right now.
Oh, no.
I'm going to have to find another one that's about 20 minutes away.
Here's the 2-0. A bouncing ball beyond Carrasco. Yamauchi comes in. Backhand, double clutches, throws. In time to first. 2 gone. Oh, Casey Yamauchi. Forget Casey at the bat. Casey in the infield. Charging forward with a nifty short hop backhand. He double clutched. He threw a one hopper, and Will Simpson scooped out number 2.
Casey with the glove. How about that? Well played over there. Nice defensive stop to get the second out of the frame.
Carlos Jorge steps in. 2 outs, nobody on. Carrasco delivers. Backdoor slider up and away. Leanne also writes, are the girls at the game tonight? The Dayton Dragons Booster Club is here right in front of us to the right. They stopped by. They said hi. I'm going to visit with them a little bit later. The Lugnuts and the Dragons Booster Club's great relationships. Fastball high, 2 balls and 0 strikes. And Leanne was also wondering, is there anything exciting to eat here at the ballpark?
Yeah, we had some good food yesterday.
Yeah.
The pretzel, you and I were pleasantly surprised. It was really good.
The pizza here is different than any other pizza in the league, too. Foul tip into the mid of the catcher, Khan. 2-1. They go Donato's. But just walking around Dayton, walking around Dayer Ballpark, getting our feet beneath us on this Wednesday. Roscoe's pitch. Outside corner, strike two called to Carlos Jorge. Steps back out of the batter's box to recollect his thoughts. Three straight ground outs against Carrasco following two foul outs. Five up, five down. Back in steps Jorge. Two outs, nobody on. Last of the second. The Lugnuts up 1-0. Carrasco's ready. Here's the break even. Jorge takes ball three up and away. It has that weird feel to it. We were worried about rain. They were calling for rain around 2:45 earlier today. It didn't come. Payoff, bouncer, foul, right side. We stay 3-2.
Well, it's just been moving back. It was a possibility at 7. Then it turned to 8. Now if you look at the radar, it's most likely to come at 9. So hopefully it just keeps on moving back and just doesn't come.
It's like tomorrow. It'll never arrive. Try the 3-2 again. Down low, ball 4. Carrasco walks Jorge. You know, that's tough to do. That is Carlos Jorge's 8th walk compared to 70 strikeouts.
Ridiculous. Just incredible numbers. He has been uber consistent with the Lansing Lugnuts here this year in 2024.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Jorge with your consistency. A different kind of consistent. He's at first with great speed. 2 outs. On the pitch, Ethan O'Donnell lays down a bunt third base way. It's a beauty. Luke Mann lets it roll, and it stays fair. Mann put himself right in front of third base. Bunt single, Ethan O'Donnell. Jorge up to second.
Well, you know Dayton's going to come out ready to go today. I know they're down 1-0, but yesterday, Vince Harrison Jr., he was not happy with the performance from the Dragons. They played a good half, but they just kind of fell apart in the second half of that game, and it turned into a whitewashing.
Here's Leo Balcazar, right-handed batter, 2-1, 2 out. Dragons down 1-0 in the second. The pitch, strike called outside corner. All right, here's my stat for you. Are you ready? With 2 outs, the opposition is hitting 5-for-38, 132 against Carrasco coming in. That's not all. He has destroyed right-handed batters. Deals, runners both move, pitch swung at him. A throw down gets into left field from Cole Kahn. And that brings Carlos Jorge in to score. Luke Mann rushing over to cover, but the throw was wide of the bag. Too far into fair territory. Mann couldn't get it. It sailed into left field, and Carlos Jorge just kept running. O'Donnell stays put at second. Double steal, E2. Tie game, Dayton 1, Lansing 1. Now, Leo Balcazar with a chance to give Dayton the lead. Runner at second, 2 outs. This is an 0-2 pitch from Carrasco. Looks back, lets it fly. Fastball called the strike on the outside corner. That should be strike 3, right? The Lugnuts go to leave the field. Kolkan checks in. And the home plate umpire speaks back. Nods his head yes. That is strike 3. Don't worry, I didn't make the strike 3 call. They're right. The inning is over. Carrasco records his first strikeout. However, Dayton gets its first run, a walk, a bunt single, a double steal, and an error by Kahn. And as we go to the third inning, Adam Jackson will take over the call in a tie game, 1-1.
Leon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there. Wednesday, June 5th, 2024, down here in Dayton, Ohio. Good promo to remind you that Father's Day is coming up on June 16th. They were telling dad jokes in the half inning here as we move to the top of the third. Jesse was taking notes. He's got a youngster at home.
That's literal. I took notes.
The pitch. Casey Yamauchi knocks this down the left field line, and it's down heading towards the wall. Yamauchi sprints around first. He's into second. A double. The first extra base hit as a lug nut for Casey Yamauchi.
It's so funny, Adam. Some hitters go gap to gap, and Casey really does go foul line to foul line.
Yes, he does. What a swing right there. He feels like a guy that can drop down a bunt on a first pitch of a half inning. Sitting in that nine spot, good speed. Well, he just doubled down the left field line. Okay, here comes Johnny Butler. He dropped down a bunt for a single yesterday. Rivera set, throws home. It's in there on the outside part of the plate. Strike one.
Let me endear you a little bit further to Casey. I asked him how he spent the offseason, and he said, I golfed a lot.
Really? 1-1 our score here in the top of the third. The pitch home. This is ripped out to center field. Hit well. Jorge is going back. He's got room just in front of the track. Makes the catch. Yamauchi tags, and he's into third as it's cut off by Leo Balcazar on the throw. One down. So Lansing trying to get the run that they just gave up right back. Well, I asked him, because we interviewed Colby Holzer earlier today. Catch that from the pregame. Colby is a huge surfer. We get a little visit to the mound here. Colby from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, Casey is from Hawaii. I said, Casey, do you surf? No, he does not surf. He's only surfed a couple of times. Said dad didn't want him surfing or skateboarding when he was growing up. It was all baseball for him growing up.
And now you know, also golf.
Just something with a club or a bat. Gotta have something in your hands.
About that.
But stay out of the ocean. At least the Pacific Ocean.
Henry Bolte's about to step in. I asked Henry any surfing, any skateboarding. Only skiing and snowboarding.
And specifically, snowboarding.
Yes.
What, Montana is where he's spent some winters, right?
That's right.
So, the snowboarder himself steps in from the right side. The pitch flies outside. Ball one.
Interesting conversation with the pitching coach, Brian Garman, before this plate appearance. They pitched him well. He struck out five times in the series so far. But if he hits it.
Look out. The pitch. Slider in that outside part of the plate, bottom of the zone. 1-1 on Bolte, who's come in riding an 8-game hitting streak. He's 11-for-27 in that stretch with four doubles, a home run, two knocked in. The pitch, swing and a miss on a breaking ball. 1-2. He's also walked five times in that stretch, then hit three times. The OPS during this 8-game hitting streak is up over 1,000. 1-2. Checked it, didn't come around. It was right down the chute at 94. Back-to-back strikeouts for Bolte.
It's so big. Runner at third base, only one out. Put the ball in a play, you get that teammate in, especially Yamauchi with all that speed. But he saw spin, he saw spin, he saw spin, and then the fastball locked him up.
He's now 1-for-7 with 6 strikeouts. Okay, Will Simpson with 2 outs. Pitch home, swing and a miss. Strike one. 1-1 our score in the top of the third in Dayton. Yamauchi's at third after the double and then tags on the fly from Butler. The pitch, swinging a bouncing ball, weakly hit third, foul. Picked up just to the left of the bag by Cam Collier, got right in front of Craig Conklin. Oh, we're talking about going to first watch today. Craig Conklin was there. We also saw Cole Kahn and his father. Mom and dad are in town. was a popular spot. We saw a couple different sets of lug nuts all trickling in to First Watch today in Dayton. 0-2. This is lifted out to center field. Running to his left is Jorge, back towards the track. Just in front of it, he makes the catch. In front of the Michelob Ultra sign that's lit up on the ribbon board. Tosses the ball up to the berm for a fan, and we head to the bottom of the third, tied at one, as the Lugnuts get a double, leave Yamauchi stranded at third.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Well, and it's another packed park tonight at Dayer Ballpark in Dayton, Ohio. It's just short of 4 hours south of Lansing, down here in southwest Ohio. 1-1 our score, heading to the bottom of the third. Logan Tanner comes to the plate, the nine batter, batting for the first time, the last to do so. Carrasco's given up one unearned run, and that has been it so far. Walk and a single. Pitch home. The righty misses with the fastball up high. Ball one. Tanner, the Mississippi State Bulldog, hit eighth yesterday, ninth today. The kick and the pitch. Whacked out to left center field. Over to his right. Bolte trying to get there, and it one hops off the warning track and bounces to the wall. Tanner rounds first. He's in his second with a double. First extra base hit tonight for the Dayton Dragons, and it comes from the nine-hitter to turn the card over. Good swing from Tanner. He was 1-for-4 last night. Tanner with a single, and then he struck out three times. So the Dragons trying to grab their first lead. Back to the top of the order for Hector Rodriguez. He homered last night. Righty-lefty matchup. Carrasco throws. Rodriguez showed bunt. It came up and in. Ball one. Luis Carrasco is making his first start on the road this year. All three prior starts had come at Jackson Field. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good-looking breaking ball. He's got the four-seam fastball, two-seam fastball, cut fastball, slider, and the changeup for the 22-year-old Luis Carrasco, 6'1", 240. First base side of the slab from the stretch. The pitch. Up high and outside with the fastball. The ERA in May for Carrasco, just up over 2. And the four outings on the road that have come from the bullpen, the ERA is .77. Looks at second. Throws. Roped over towards second. Jumping grab by Yamauchi. Underhand toss to second. DeHalter is late. What a grab, though, by Casey Yamauchi. He is having himself a night defensively. He had a range to his right and jumped up and plucked that from going to right center. That was headed for the gap, and a run was coming in to give Dayton the lead. Instead, we stay 1-1. Rodriguez at second. Allen to the plate. First pitch, breaking ball, inside corner. Strike one. Jay Allen flied out foul territory in his first at bat. 25th rated prospect, according to MLB Pipeline, in the Reds org. The pitch jammed him in on the hands. One hop down to his manager and foul territory at third. It's a great pick over there by Vince Harrison Jr. Sure-handed in the third base coach's box. Tanner at second, one down. Allen the second at the plate. Batting second. The pitch, fastball. Oh boy, it's right there in the zone. Not called. On strike three. Top right corner doesn't get the call, so it's one and two. Carrasco set, throws. Breaking ball is whacked out to left center field, and it's down in front of Bolte. One hops to him. To third base comes Tanner. He's coming home. The throw is above the jump from Kahn, and into second goes Allen. Oh, it's a cutoff to Holter. They had Tanner by a mile. He came home, and Kahn had time to jump, catch that, and tag him, but it was over his head. Oh, that wasn't going to be close. He was out by a mile if that ball is caught by Kahn, but it was over his head. Good backup by Carrasco, but even so, Allen gets to second on the throw home. So the missed strike three call comes back to haunt the Nuts. 2-1, Dragons leading. Pitch. Fastball outside corner, strike one to Cade Hunter. Not sure what happened there, just a misread, or if Tanner came through the stop sign at third base, but it pays off. The pitch, left-hander cues that back foul, strike two. So Dayton has taken their first lead, 2-1. Run in the second, run in the third. Lansing had the lead 1-0. After one. Now trying to keep this a one-run game. Carrasco fakes the throw and looks back to second base. Well, the Nuts coming into tonight have won 7 of their last 8, including 3 straight, trying to put together another 4-game winning streak. The pitch. This is on the ground, back up the middle. Holter has it behind second. To his left, throws low. It's caught by Simpson, 2 outs. Allen, the second, gets to third. So some hard hit balls here against Luis Carrasco. Dragons squaring it up against the righty. Here comes Sal Stewart, 7th-rated prospect by Pipeline. The pitch home. That's outside, ball one. 2-1 Dragons, third run is 90 feet away. Stewart yesterday, 0-for-4. He's our spotlight hitter tonight. Grounded out to short in his first at-bat. The pitch, line drive down towards right field, in, and a grab made by Bautista Jr. And a little touch of the glove with some of the bullpen members as he comes running in. Another hard hit ball, but a great grab by Bautista to keep this a one-run game. Dayton gets a double and an RBI single from Tanner and Allen. It's 2-1, Dragons, as we head to the fourth from Day Air Ballpark.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Same House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Okay, three innings down. We're off to the fourth. Lansing now trailing for the first time, 2-1. Here's Luke Mann. The pitch, squares to bunt, puts it down foul, third base side. It sat on the chalk for just a second and then churned to the left of the channel. 0-1 on Mann. Well, he has been exceptional to start in Lansing. He's now reached in all seven of his games with the Nuts. Nine hits, a double, a triple, and a homer. Here's a bouncing ball towards second, scooped up by Stewart to his right, throws to first, and Mann is set down, one away.
You know what I like, Adam, is that it shows that what these guys do in Stockton can translate in the Midwest League.
Well, and it doesn't seem to matter, California League or not, where the ball flies, come up here to the Midwest League and do damage. The pitch home. Danny Bautista Jr. swings at a nice breaking ball. Strike one. He had a home run last night. Dayton leading 2-1 in the top of the fourth. The pitch. That's on the outside corner. Strike two. Javi Rivera turns, kicks, and throws. Breaking ball bounced foul, third base side. So it's the first run that Rivera has given up in his last four starts, with Lansing getting the RBI double from Luke Mann in the first. He has been pitching so well, but he has struggled at home. His ERA, 8.5 in home games, just 3.5 in away games. The pitch, breaking ball, Bautista reached across but didn't come around. 1-2. Rivera's a guy that didn't even start pitching until college. Was an infielder in high school. The pitch, swing and a miss. He's got his third strikeout, two outs.
It's a remarkable story.
Yeah, I mean, you go back to Indian River State College. He spent 2 years there, and it was back in that second season that he converted from infielder to pitcher. And then he used that and made his way to Florida Atlantic for a season. The pitch, fastball up to Colby Halter. 2-1, Dayton leads, base is clear. Two outs, top four. The pitch to the lefty, up high. Two balls, no strikes. So then off the time spent as a pitcher, Florida Atlantic, he was the 20th round selection in 2021 by the Reds. Turns and throws. Up high again. Three balls, no strikes. Halter, the 17th rounder last year out of Florida, waits. The pitch home. Fastball in there. The Owls against the Gators in this matchup. And the former Gator, Colby Halter, pumped to watch his Gators take on the Tigers this weekend. 3-1. This is popped up left field. Allen the second coming over on a slight jog, and he makes the catch, a little fancy turn after, and tosses to the berm. Uh-oh, the ball dropped on the field. Okay, the bullpen member going to go over there, pick it up, and restore the faith for the youngsters. Bottom four coming up, Dayton 2, Lansing 1, trivia time when we return to Day Air Ballpark.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care.
You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
You might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
To the bottom of the fourth we go. 2-1, Dayton leading Lansing. And again, we've got trivia coming up for you here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're pumped up for it. Luis Carrasco is back out there. Here's Cam Collier. The pitch home. The lefty takes it too tall with the fastball. Ball one. Collier got robbed over at second by Casey Amauchi, who has robbed a couple of batters tonight with great defensive plays. The pitch. Up high. Two balls, no strikes. Yamauchi took a base hit away from Hector Rodriguez back in that third inning. Collier's was in the second. The pitch. That's in there, outside part of the plate. Strike one.
How are you enjoying watching Casey Amauchi play defense?
Well, I'm just enjoying watching him. He doubled too, you know? It's been quite all right. Next offering. Breaking ball stays up. Three balls and a strike. We've seen this a couple of times tonight from Luis Carrasco, where he's getting behind batters, but he's done a nice job coming back. He's only walked one. One strikeout, both coming in the second. 3-1. That's too tall. Make it two walks. Lead off Cam Collier at bat. He's heading down to first base.
Do you know that he's now walked 18 batters this year, and 13 of them are left-handed hitters?
Something that it is about them on that side of the plate that he's missing arm side. Here comes Carlos Jorge. He walked in that second. The pitch. Lefty pops it up on the first pitch. Shallow left field. Out goes Halter at short. In comes Butler. It is Butler from left who makes the catch. Jorge retreats to first. One down.
We talked about this yesterday with what does Lansing ask from its starting pitchers is just keep them in the game. That's what they're looking for. Just keep them in the ballgame.
Well, remember yesterday, Dayton led 2-0. And then Lansing scored 9 unanswered from the 6th inning on. Today, Lansing led 1-0, but Dayton has scored the next two. Bottom four, one on, one out, 2-1 Dragons. Here's Ethan O'Donnell. First pitch, that's low and outside, ball one. So, the trivia question tonight deals with this great league that these two teams play in. That would be the Midwest League, save 2021 when it was called, what, High A pitch? What was it called?
High A Central.
The High A Central, of course. The hack. The hack of a name. That was outside. Two balls, no strikes. Maybe the question right after this pitch from Carrasco. Gray caps, black jerseys, gray pants. Carrasco throws. Swinging a tapper off the plate. Foul. Two balls and a strike. Of the 12 current Midwest League teams, how many have never won a Midwest League championship? Of the current 12 Midwest League teams, how many have never won a Midwest League championship? That is your trivia question tonight. 2-1. Bunt shown, pulled back. Pitch misses just a touch outside. 3-1. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. Send in your emails to the broadcast booth. We will read them off. And we will get the answer for you in the bottom of the 7th. Plenty of time for you. The pitch. This is pop foul out of play. Down the left field line. How courteous are we? We give them multiple innings, Jesse. Take your time if you're making dinner. You know, you got stuff to do. Maybe you're driving. Don't look it up and drive. or don't think about it and drive. Just take your time, settle in, and, you know, get to us when you can. We'll be here. 3-2 pitch. Right down the chute, called strike three. 95 on the gun from Carrasco. Two outs. Second strikeout for the big fella. And the 22-year-old will now and try and get the 19-year-old Leo Balcazar. Ready, ready matchup. Two outs, runner at first. 2-1 Dragons. The pitch. Popped up shallow right field. Back goes Yamauchi from second. Backpedaling, and he makes the catch in front of Danny Bautista Jr., who is coming in. And that will do it. The leadoff walk is stranded. We're through four. Dayton two, Lansing one. Jesse Goldberg Strassler back with you right after this.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin. UVB rays burn. And both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts are down 2-1. Onward, end of the fifth inning. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. I won't say hello there, that's Adam's move, but I will say, hey, thanks for keeping us company. From the gem city of Dayton, Ohio, where the clouds are thick, and the right-hander Javi Rivera takes on Masterman Khan and Yamauchi.
Jesse, you can say hello there anytime you want.
Hello there to you, Adam. Ball one up and inside to Cameron Masterman. Masterman flied out to the right fielder O'Donnell his first time. Righty to righty. Slider waved at and missed. Missed it by a lot. Now I know what you're thinking. What you're thinking is that the Lugnuts entered play today 2.5 games back of Lake County. The pitch. That's fouled away. Hugh shot up the right side. Strike two. And you're thinking, all right, Lake County is playing in Beloit. What's going on? Well, the Beloit Skycarp have the Miami Marlins number 15 prospect in their organization, Jacob Miller, on the mound today. Lake County is leading 2-1, bottom of the second. Here's the pitch. Slider down the way. On appeal, he went strike three. The bases umpire Schmidt with the right fist in the air. First base coach Ruben Escalera, a little shake of the head. Fourth strikeout for Rivera. That slider right now, that slider fastball combo for Javi Rivera has been tough. Cole Kahn, the switch hitter, bats left, down 2-1. The pitch, strike call to start him off. So early going, Lake County leading 2-1 Beloit. We are scoreboard watching. 0-1 pitch, down and in. Here's why. So the Lugnuts are 28-24 coming into play today, 2.5 games back of Lake County for the East Division lead. 14 games remain in the first half. The 1-1 pitch. That's skied by Khan, shallow left center field. Jorge rushes over. Left fielder Jay Allen II makes the catch. Two outs. The way that the playoffs work in the Midwest League is you've got to finish in first in the division at the end of the first half or the second half in order to punch your playoff ticket. One team from each half per division. Right now, it would be Lake County if the season were to end today. but the Lugnuts have been charging. Here's Casey Yamauchi, the pitch. Down and away and all the way to the backstop, ball one.
Isn't it fun, though, the scoreboard watching?
I like it.
It's a good time. It means your team's in the race. Makes things just a tick more exciting.
Sure does. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch. Yamauchi takes a called strike. Fastball in the outside corner. Lugnuts are down 2-1 in the fifth. Great Lakes, meanwhile, is leading Cedar Rapids 6-0 in the fourth inning. Slider waved out and missed. 1-2 for Yamauchi. The Whitecaps and the South Bend Cubs scoreless in the bottom of the fifth. Great Lakes and West Michigan are both a game back of Lansing. Yamauchi, the number 9 hitter, 1-for-1 with a double. The deal. Slider, line to left field. Out in the second back, makes the catch. Good wood from Casey Yamauchi, but the side retired. Let's go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Halfway to the house. It's the Dragons 2, the Lugnuts 1.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
It is raining in Dayton, Ohio. The rain is coming down upon Day Air Ballpark. All the while, Luis Carrasco is ready to roll. Last of the fifth, Carrasco and the Lugnuts down 2-1 to the Dragons. We had heard that there might be rain coming, right? And it's arrived past the 8 o'clock hour. We are 1 hour into this ball game. Carrasco against 9-1-2. Tanner, Rodriguez, Allen. Righty, righty. Carrasco to Logan Tanner, the catcher. Slider popped up in the infield. The shortstop Halter sprints forward onto the grass with a call and the one-hand catch. One gone, one pitch. Efficient.
I appreciated, he was talking earlier today how much he loves playing shortstop. Jesse doesn't get to play it a ton, but he said it's a favorite of his, a treat when he gets to play shortstop.
You know, I have not made a secret. I like watching him play shortstop.
He's been good there. Nice throw earlier today.
Hector Rodriguez is the batter, batting left. The pitch, that's a high ball one. So you've got Avery Belanales as the usual shortstop. Halter can play short. Casey Yamauchi can play short, and so can Luke Mann. Ball one offering. Ball two outside. I think that's important for a team to have multiple options that it can go to shuffle guys around and give players days off. Here's the 2-0. That's up and away. I grew up in Maryland, right, with Cal Ripken Jr. playing every single game. And yet working in minor league baseball, I'm now to the point where I'm going, it's not so bad to give a guy a day off every now and then. 3-0-4 Rodriguez. Strike called inside corner.
You say that, but, you know, when was the last broadcast you took off?
You know, because of you, I'm taking more broadcasts off on the 3-1. Strike two called right down the middle. This is something that we started, and you convinced me several years back to take a full series off. So we're going to do that coming up for the Beloit trip. Adam's going to have that by his lonesome. Maybe Clayton Bell can join you on the air. Payoff, Val Beck. You could choose whoever you'd like to have as your broadcast partner for that series.
That makes it sound like I'm trying to kick you out.
Beloit, Wisconsin, you know, Chris Foster's is probably around.
Yeah, he might be.
You could have a guest star every single game of that series. Cross goes 3-2. Chopper pulled down toward first, grabbed by Simpson, and right to his own bag. Took it behind the base, and then the easy jog over. There's two away in the bottom of the fifth. And now Jay Allen the second. Here's the funny thing about Luis Carrasco. Carrasco so far is at 4 2/3 innings. 3 hits and 2 runs. Here's the pitch. A slider fouled away down the right side. Let's say he gets this out. Would you take 5 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs?
Yeah, 100%.
I would too. But he's getting outpitched right now by Javi Rivera.
His last 8 outings, he's given up 2 runs or less.
I mean, consistent. 2-1 Dayton. The pitch. Dribbler foul left side. Strike 2. By the way, Adam, my mom is listening. She said, thank you, Adam, for allowing Jesse to take some time off.
Hey, absolutely, and I look forward to seeing you later this week.
That's right. Going to join us here in Dayton. The rain is continuing to come tumbling down. It is a heavy rain.
It is starting to come down. You're right.
Carrasco's 0-2. Slider waved at and missed. Allen the second strikes out. The inning is over. Carrasco strikes out his third, and we're going to the sixth inning. Haste right now, the key. There has to be a little bit of urgency with this, the weather. Dragons 2, Lugnuts 1.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine what screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Top of the order time for the Lugnuts. Down 2-1 to the righty, Javi Rivera and the Dayton Dragons. Right now, only 2 hits for the Lugnuts. An RBI double by Luke Mann in the first inning, knocking home Johnny Butler for the Lugs' only run. Here's Johnny to lead off the top of the sixth, followed by Bolte and Simpson. Left-handed batter, righty Rivera, lets it fly. Butler swings and misses, strike one, straight changeup.
Wait, you sound like an announcer on a game show. Announcing the host, here's Johnny.
The 0-1. A bouncer up the first base side, it is wide of the bag and foul. The rain is really coming down right now. It is pelting the players in Dayton, Ohio. And if I was them, I would keep playing baseball. But if I was the fans, I would head for cover. An 0-2 pitch. Butler fouls it away left side. That ball is off air to the rain. I would call this a downpour. 2-strike pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Rivera puts away Butler. Five strikeouts for Javi Rivera. One away in the sixth. It is an official game. 2-1, Dayton leads. The pitch to Henry Bolte. Swing and a miss, strike one. Bolte struck out swinging in the first inning, struck out looking in the third. Rivera deals. Down and away. This is the sixth inning, and you know what that means.
Time for six inning slang.
Yeah, this is where we need the game show music. We need some sixth inning slang music behind
ba-dum-bum, us. Ba-dum-bum.
Bolte swings and pops it foul. Right side heading foul and out of play. Two rows back at the dugout with a high hop. One ball, two strikes on Henry. Our sixth inning slang today, as submitted by the video coordinator, Clayton Bell. Shove. What does it mean for a ball player to shove? Who on the baseball field shoves? And is it a good thing?
I like it. Back-to-back days. Clayton Bell getting the love.
Big
man.
Time. 1-2 pitch to Bolte. On its way. He swings, fouls it off at home. Slide piece. Will Simpson's on deck. Now the rain is lessening somewhat. They clearly think that we can play right through it. The umpires have not called for the tarp. They have kept the players out through the worst of things. And if you're the lug nuts, you're thinking so much the better. The bareheaded Luke Mann is up on the top step of the dugout right next to his hitting coach, Kevin Kuzmanoff. The pitch, low and away. Kuz has his baseball cap off, and his shaved head accepting that rain. I see Luke Mann without his cap a lot, that blonde hair. They're watching Bolte. 2-2 pitch from Rivera. One out, nobody on. Here it is. Check swing just off the outside corner. Tough take for ball three. Ooh. Tough take. The correct call, of course.
Ooh.
Payoff pitch on its way. Slider waved at and missed. Three-quarter offer. Bolte is struck out again. And that pitch was low and away, but it fooled him. Heads back to the dugout, chewing his gum in deliberation.
He's struggling right now.
Yeah. It's that slider. That slider is eating him up. Cardona yesterday. At here today, Rivera.
Seven strikeouts in 2 days.
Will Simpson takes the slider for a called strike. Dayton 2, Lansing 1 in the sixth inning with two outs, nobody on. Six strikeouts, Rivera. Rivera's pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Look, Dayton starters have had the scouting report on these lug nuts. 0-2, down and away, and right through the catcher, Tanner. Luckily for him, Simpson did not swing. They did appeal the check. He didn't go. Let's say that the bases umpires, Schmidt, had said that he did go. That ball is just sitting at the backstop. Everybody's still at the home plate circle. There would have been a dash in multiple directions. Rivera's 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Struck out the side in the sixth inning. Javi Rivera has struck out seven through six innings of two-hit, one-run ball. Pitching right through the rain. He's been in charge. Through five and a half, it's still the Dragons 2, the Lugnuts 1.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Al-Anon can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Luis Carrasco, for the first time all year, is going into the sixth inning. Carrasco last year pitched into the sixth with Stockton on multiple occasions. His Lugnuts are down to the Dayton Dragons 2-1. And the rain is continuing. It is drenching everyone. It is coming down with force. But we begin Carrasco against Cade Hunter, batting left. Dayton up 2-1. A tapper left of the mound. Carrasco over. He bare hands, and he can't pick it up clean. It's an infield single for Hunter. Carrasco immediately says, get rid of this baseball. Wet conditions indeed. Hunter's first base hit of the ballgame.
Now batting for the Dragons, the second baseman, number 11, Sal Stewart.
We are playing right through this rain. 2-1 Dayton. Nobody out. Sal Stewart. Right-hander against right-hander. The deal. Fly ball whacked foul off the right side by the Dayton cleanup hitter. Feel like this is Caddyshack. The worst stuff isn't going to come down for a while yet. Hey, no puddles forming. Field is taking it. The deal slides outside. For Carrasco, before today, twice this year, five innings of work. And in each of those games, against Dayton and against Peoria in April and in May, two hits, one run. He brings the 1-1. Stewart fights it off the hands, foul over the netting. Fastball, right in. One ball and two strikes. He's 0-2 with a ground out to short and a hard line out to right field his last time. Carrasco gets his sign from Kahn. The kick and the pitch. Down and away. Right now, unofficially for Luis, 69 pitches. 40 strikes.
Nice.
There's no action up in the Lansing pen. Time granted to the batter, Stewart. 2-2. Javi Rivera on the other side for Dayton. 77 pitches, 54 strikes through six innings of a gem. Carrasco brings it. Ground ball pulled foul just to the left of third. It was close. It was the right call.
It was foul all the way, Jesse.
We have the best vantage point because where Adam and I sit broadcasting these games, we're not directly behind home plate. We are offset to the right. So we got to look right down the line. 2-2 from Carrasco to Stewart. Here it is. That's fouled straight back. Javi Rivera, the Dayton starter, six innings, two hits, one walk, one first inning run, seven strikeouts, including striking out Butler, Bolte, and Simpson in the top half of this inning. In the first inning, Luke Mann's RBI double. That's it for the Lugnuts offense. The deal, chopper hit toward short, Halter grabs, shovels to second, one, Yamauchi to first, and one hops right under Simpson's backhand attempt. Stewart is on. So a fielder's choice erases Hunter at second. One out, Stewart at first to bring up Cam Collier.
Now batting for the Dragons, the first baseman, number 23, Cam Collier.
Do you know this music?
I couldn't really hear it.
Okay. Here's Cam Collier batting left. The pitch, up and away, ball one.
Was that Cam Collier's music?
So that was a wrestling walkout.
That
was D-Generation X. The 1-0, up and away.
Yeah. I've never seen that, Jesse.
Cam Collier was born in 2004. There's no way he understood that music either. 2-0, up high.
Yeah, Well, they do have the internet these days.
He's Generation Z. D-Generation Z. They do. He could if he were interested. Three balls and no strikes. Carrasco to the plate. High ball four. He has walked Collier for a second time. And Stewart up to second base. First and second, one out. Dayton batting with a 2-1 lead. Catcher Khan wants a conversation before Carlos Jorge steps up there.
You know, Jesse, say you're young.
Wait, hang on.
Okay.
Conversation. Okay, sorry, back to you.
No, that's good. I was going to say you're young and you're curious. Has Jesse Goldberg-Strassler ever won Ballpark Digest Minor League Broadcaster of the Year? All you have to do is you go online, type that in, and you will indeed see through the interwebs that, yes, that is the case. The Lansing Lugnuts broadcaster has indeed won that award.
How would you even know to look for it?
Well, I'm telling people right now. You type in your name. Type in Ballpark Digest Broadcaster of the Year. They'll find it.
Meanwhile,
I'm gonna
if you
do it
type
right
in
now.
Adam Jaksa's name,
nope.
But you misspell it. You spell it J-A-S-K-A. You will see all the places that Adam has been to that they have misspelled his name, as this man has covered the finest sporting events in the country.
Boy, what a difference when you type in your name and you type in mine. Jeez.
There's a lot of Jesse Goldberg-Strasslers.
Ballpark Digest Broadcaster of the Year.
Don Schulte paid a visit to Luis Carrasco. Pitching coach back off the field. Carlos Jorge, a walk, a run scored. Fly to left. Hey, that was kind of you. Thank you. Yason Sanchez is now warming. 2-1, 1 out. The pitch. Jorge takes a called strike inside corner.
Jesse has directed the Lugnuts Media Department since 2009, earning nods as Midwest League Broadcaster of the Year in 2013 and Ballpark Digest Minor League Broadcaster of the Year in 2019.
The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball right by him.
I told you I could find it.
And you succeeded. Stewart at second, Collier at first. This is an 0-2 to Carlos Jorge. Fouled up and away, left side. I just hope that I haven't peaked.
I just try and make you uncomfortable on the air. That's my goal every night. Just one time.
How's that going for you?
It's good. It's good.
Jorge with the upright stance from the left. Here's the pitch. Chopper pulled on the right side, grabbed by Simpson at first. Goes to second one. Halter returns it over to first base, but not in time to Carrasco. Jorge, with his speed, dashes across the bag in time to beat it out. Over to third base, Stewart. It's the second fielder's choice of the inning. There's Ethan O'Donnell to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme song.
Hey, man, did we do the answer to six-inning slang? Did I miss that?
Oh, let's do it right here. Wait, I'm jamming out. Ethan O'Donnell's the batter, hitting from the left side. First and third, two gone. 2-1 Dayton, pitch. Runner starts and stops from first. Breaking ball down and in. A throw to first base by Khan. Now here comes the runner for the plate. And Will Simpson throws it over everybody. Sal Stewart scores. Up to second base, Jorge on another Lansing error. 3-1 Dayton. At first base, Jorge drew the throw from Khan. He got back in time. And then from third base, Stewart made the mad dash, and Will Simpson's throw was not close to Cole Khan.
Well, we talked about it last night. These are two of the teams that commit some of the most errors in the league. Dayton had three last night. Lansing now has two critical ones tonight that have led to runs.
One ball pitch to Ethan O'Donnell. Righty to lefty. Swing and a miss, strike one. Our sixth inning slang today, shove. And I think that we can say genuinely that Javi Rivera shoved for the Dayton Dragons.
Yes, indeed. He's been excellent.
Might not be done. There's no action in the Dayton pen. To shove means to dominate. The 1-1. Flipped foul off the left side, over the netting, back under the seats. Do you know the origin of the term shove? Well, we used it in the sentence correctly. That's your sixth inning slang. If a pitcher is pitching well, that pitcher is shoving. And now you know. Sixth inning slang. The 1-2. Foul tipped air to the mid of the catcher, Khan. Strike three. And that ends the sixth inning. However, Dayton scores a run on an infield single, a walk, and a throwing error. A runner left at second. And we are going to the seventh inning with Adam Jackson taking over. Adam does the broadcaster equivalent of shoving. The Dragons lead the Lugnuts 3-1.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, off to the top of the seventh here in Dayton, Ohio. They've got some turfish out there that they're throwing on the mound as we play through a slight rain here. It came down pretty hard for probably 1 to 2 minutes. And then since then, it stopped and now has come back. But it's coming down slower now, which is good news. And we play on through the rain. Dayton leads 3-1, trying to end Lansing's three-game winning streak. The Nuts, this is when they've thrived in the later innings, but they have thrived against the bullpens. And Javi Rivera is still out there. He just struck out the side, and with the 1-2-3 hitters, Butler, Bolte, and Simpson. So Luke Mann, Danny Bautista Jr., and Colby Halter coming to the plate here in the seventh. Just a lot of strikeouts in this series, Jesse. You tack them all up, 24 total strikeouts for the Lugnuts through the first 15 innings of this series.
Yesterday, all those strikeouts, well, they also scored 9 runs, so it was all right. Today, though, all these strikeouts, and they're not getting guys on. Javi Rivera's been dominant. He's shoved.
Here's Luke Mann from the left side. The pitch. It's in there, strike one. He certainly has. He has been exceptional. That was the changeup there at 84. Pitch two. This is lifted out to right center field. Long run. O'Donnell is going over to his right. The center fielder, Jorge, cuts it off. Makes the catch in the gap. One down.
These are not easy conditions. You're looking up into all the rain to locate the baseball in the dark clouds.
And again, in the meantime, the fans have stuck around. They have an upper deck here, a second deck, which it's, I would say, the largest second deck in the Midwest League, and so the fans are sitting below that. The pitch, Bautista pops up a bunt behind home plate, and it pops down before Tanner can get up, find it. Strike one to Danny Bautista Jr. You can understand why he's doing that, because Javi Rivera has set down 13 straight Lugnuts. The pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss. The double from Casey Yamauchi on the first pitch of the third is the last time a Lugnut has reached. Since then, fly out, strike out, fly out, ground out, strike out, fly out, strike out, fly out, fly out, strike out, strike out, strike out, fly out. The pitch, inside, 1-2 strikes.
It's a lot of outs.
Yes, there was. Out was at the end of all of those.
He's been very diverse in how he's getting his outs.
Most of them coming in the air. The pitch on the outside corner. There's another strikeout. Number 8, Bautista Jr. watched it. 2 down.
It's such a great slider. It's a really, really good slider that he's starting on the corner, breaking off the corner. And then he's starting on the corner and breaking it right to that edge. That one there froze Danny.
He is making it pour in the zone right now. I mean, the rain comes down. The rain is coming from the mound right now. 83 pitches, 59 strikes. The pitch, fastball down low to Colby Holzer. Ball one. Colby 0 for 2 today. He had 3 strikeouts in yesterday's game. The pitch, that's up high. 2 balls, no strikes. That's the first time since May 10th that Colby Holzer has had 3 strikeouts in the game. And it was the only time in the month of May that he had it. The pitch, it's on the inside corner, 2-1. It happened 4 times in April. So he talked about walking and then wanting to add some more thump to his bat last month. That pitch is inside. He's also done a better job of not striking out multiple times in games. And they've moved him down from the top of the order, but that certainly can help him get back to the top of the order. If he can draw walks, limit the strikeouts, and find ways to hit and get aboard. Colby Holzer batting 232. 2 outs, space is clear, top 7, 3-1 Dragons. The pitch, this is lifted out to shallow right center field. O'Donnell coming in, and it dunks down in front of him. There's a base hit, and finally a Lansing Lugnut reaches to break up 14 straight that have been set down by Javi Rivera.
It wasn't the most solid contact, but that at-bat started with Holzer getting out in front, and I think that was the key.
Yeah, up 3-1, and now the tying run coming to the plate. Cameron Masterman, 3 home runs this year, righty-righty matchup. The pitch, breaking ball, a little inside. Cameron Masterman ahead, 1-0. And that first pitch difference is so big when it comes to strike one pitches compared to ball one pitches.
Masterman, so much power.
1-0. That's on the outside corner. Again, it's that slider. 1-1.
Well, the other thing, too, is as the pitcher gets tired, the breaking ball gets better. And so he's just sitting back there and spinning it.
0 for 2 tonight is Masterman. Pop out, ground, or strikeout. That pitch is outside. 2 balls and a strike on Masterman. Lansing scored way back in the first. Dayton scored in the second, the third, and the sixth. 2 of those 3 coming on errors from Lansing. They have 1 earned run tonight. The righty Rivera set, throws home, up and in, 3-1.
Same cat that Holzer just singled on. This has been unusual for Javi Rivera all throughout this day, right? How often have we seen him this far behind Lugnuts, let alone back-to-back batters?
Only a couple of times. See what he's got on 3-1. The pitch, fastball low and outside, ball 4. And arms starting to stretch and get loose in the Dayton pen. Here comes Cole Kahn. This man had a 3-run shot last night off the foul pole and right. Does Lansing have another rally in them tonight? We get a visit out to the mound as Tanner works his way out there. And here comes the pitching coach, Brian Garman, trying to steady things as Dayton again, they're just starting to get arms loose. 2 outs. Holzer is at second. Masterman at first. And Cole Kahn coming to the plate.
Let me throw something at you. Entering play today, lefties hitting 197 against Javi Rivera. Right-handers hitting 269, both home runs. And so you would say going into it, okay, you'd rather be a right-handed batter. That slider's been so good. The right-handers have not had much of a shot. But where have the hits come from? Luke Mann, left-handed batter, RBI double in the first inning. Here, Holzer in the seventh, single. The only right-handed batter with a base hit is Casey Yamauchi, and he got it first pitch of the at-bat. So Cole Kahn, switch hitter, batting from the left side. Here's your chance.
I've caught it, and I'd like to throw it back to you and say, nice work, I like that. A tandem pair. Rain continues to slowly fall through the lights here at Day Air Ballpark at night. 2 on, 2 out, the pitch. Kahn fouls it off, and that gets a piece of Logan Tanner as he hops up to his right. Home plate umpire there. Jeff Spisak will walk the baseball out to Rivera to give him some time. Not going to feel good when it's chilled a little bit. It's still in the 70s, but the rain is coming down. It's wet out there. And you get a foul ball off you. That doesn't feel good. 3-1, Dayton leads top seven. Lansing looking for another rally. Con 0 for 2 tonight. Rain now coming down harder. The pitch. Swing, and that's flied back off the netting. It is downpouring right now in Dayton. And the fans immediately rush to the concourse level.
I think you have to stay disciplined here if you're Cole Con. These are not good conditions to pitch in. Whether that ball gets slick, whether the footing gets slick. And so watch these pitches carefully as you go into protect mode.
The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He's frustrated with himself, but again, it's that off-speed down and away from Javi Rivera. 9 strikeouts of nuts tonight. We'll stretch it out, head to the bottom of the 7th. Dayton leading 3-1.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
A steady rain coming down heavily here in Dayton, and the two umpires, Jeff Spisak and Brandon Schmidt, both talking with the head grounds crew member here in Dayton about what they want to do. We're in the bottom of the 7th. Dayton leads 3-1. And here comes Lansing's bullpen. They're coming in. The members of the Dragons are ready at the tarp. No signal yet. It is a completed game, if they wanted to call it. But they're going to send them back out there. And we're going to keep on playing. So playing through it, we're starting to see a little bit of some puddle action up the first base side, right behind where Will Simpson stands. And remember, you got to play 4 more games this week. But right now, they're going to play through the rain as Yeison Sanchez, the first bullpen man to come in, takes over for Luis Carrasco against Leo Balcazar, the 8-hitter. Ready matchup in the rain. Sanchez kicks and throws. Fastball outside. Ball one.
Adam, I honestly don't think that the field looks that bad. I think the field has been able to take it so far.
We're not gonna take it. Yeah. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Well, you see that doesn't work because the field has taken it. Props to you, Day Air Ballpark. I think you're right, though. Outside of that puddle there at the first base side, that's all I see. The pitch. That's way outside. 2-1.
I'm not even sure that's a puddle. Look through your binoculars. I think that's some turfus that they've spread around out there.
Maybe it is.
It is a little wet, though, down that right side. But if you're Will Simpson, you go, ah, it's a right-handed batter up. I'm not even going to play anywhere near my bag.
Sanchez set from the stretch. Here comes the 2-1. Swing and a miss. He got him to chase. Balcazar 0-2. So Sanchez comes in, 6'2", 165-pound, 23-year-old from La Romana, Dominican Republic. International free agent. And was signed back in 2019. Throws. It's low and outside, and we've run full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. So Luis Carrasco His night tonight, 6 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. Again, gives up 2 earned runs or less. The pitch, swinging a tapper foul. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. That pitch coming up again. Again, we've had little pop-ups of really hard rain, and now it has softened to a drizzle again. Rain has been going on since about 8 o'clock. It's 8:45. 3-2 pitch. Called strike 3 on the outside corner. It was in the bottom of the zone and right on the black. Balcazar was hopping up and down. He doesn't like it, but it says, according to TrackMan, it's good. A great fastball at 93 on the black for the first out for Sanchez.
That's nice for Sanchez, and also an important way to begin matters here.
Here's Logan Tanner, right side. The pitch popped up shallow right field. Back goes Simpson. In comes Bautista. Out goes Yamauchi. It's the second baseman, Yamauchi, with two hands to make the catch. Two outs.
The crowd was making noise, but Casey, that had it the whole way. That was relaxed.
Well played. He's really been good defensively. Now we go back to the top of the order for Hector Rodriguez. Two outs, base is clear. Dayton leading 3-1.
How about that? You go from a 3-2 pitch to the first batter of the inning. And two pitches later, two outs, nobody on.
Righty-lefty matchup here. The pitch. That's inside. Ball one.
And I do think that the Lugnuts are going to get into the Dayton bullpen when we go to the eighth inning.
95 pitches deep for Rivera. We do have a man warming over there.
Luis May, the fireballer.
1-0. That's inside. Two balls, no strikes. Do we have a chance to sneak in the trivia answer? We asked you what current Midwest League teams have never won a Midwest League title. There's 12 of them currently in the league. 2-0 pitch. Inside. Three balls, no strikes to Hector Rodriguez.
The answers came flying in at him.
Did they?
Leanne Cook and Marsha Bullard both correct with only Dayton.
That's right. For all of the history of the Dragons, they have never won a championship. The pitch. There's a fastball that shoots in there. Everybody else in the league has at least one, except the Dragons.
Speaking of the history, we actually saw the very first Dayton Dragons broadcaster earlier today.
3-1. Swing and a miss. Came sliding in on the hands. Good pitch. Three balls, two strikes. Yes, we did.
Mike Vanderwood, also the very first Lugnuts broadcaster ever.
96 and 97. No one will ever take that away from him again. Nobody ever will be the first Lugnuts and Dragons broadcaster. That's pretty darn cool.
His son is the bat boy here.
Sounds like he's a pretty good pitcher, too, from what Mike was telling us.
The big guy.
3-2 pitch. Swinging, it's golf out to right field. Bautista comes in, now reads it over to his left, backs up, makes the catch. And that's it. So nice work out of the pen from Yeison Sanchez. Strikeout, fly out, fly out. We head to the eighth inning. Lansing trailing 3-1, trying to get the bats going when we return to Day Air Ballpark.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Okay, the Nuts have indeed made it to the Dragon bullpen as they continue to put Turfis down by, this time, the batter's box. They've done the mound. They've done deep on the first base side. We have played through the rain for the last 49 minutes. Timmy Trumpet is booming as in comes the man that's got a booming fastball, Luis May. 3.30 ERA through 15 games. And the righty takes over for Javi Rivera. 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, 9 strikeouts, and 96 pitches. And let's see how the Lugnuts attack, Jesse, as you call them, the fireballer, the flamethrower, Luis May.
6'5", 220 pounds. But Adam, the fireballer, got iced to begin this. He kept on wanting to warm up. The ground screw was tending to the mound. The ground screw was tending to home plate. They couldn't get him a baseball. He was getting more and more frustrated, trying to take his frustrations out on his warm-up pitches. But those really hard. And if he commands his fastball and his slider, he's very good. But the Lugnuts in the past have been able to take away the slider and tee off on the fastball.
Opponents batting 152 against him in 19 innings, 24 strikeouts, but 17 walks trying to control that fastball. He starts with Casey Yamauchi, followed by Johnny Butler and Henry Bolte. 3-1 Dragons. We're in the top of the eighth, Lansing's three-game winning streak, and 7 of their last 8 in the win column in jeopardy. Here we go, righty runny, first pitch. Fastball right down the chute, 98. Well, he shouldn't be able to pitch now. He's in June, right? May kicks and throws. Swinging a tapper foul. 99 on the gun. 0-2 on Yamauchi. It's a green and pink glove for May.
With the Dominican Republic flag.
How about that? It's right on the back there of the glove where he puts his hand in. The pitch. Swinging, this is lifted out to shallow center field. Jorge coming in. Steps to his left, makes the catch. At off speed coming in at 87, one down.
Saw a great glove earlier today. You mentioned the May glove. The practice glove for Arribilanales is awesome.
Yeah, it is. Oh, there's pink on there, all sorts of colors. It's like a rainbow.
And it says El Mago, as in the magic, the magician.
Here's Johnny Butler from the left side. The pitch, fastball, outside corner, 98, strike one. Butler today has reached with a walk to lead off the game. He's the only run to come in, 3-1 Dayton. The pitch, swing and a foul tip, 0-2, 99. May looks good right now in early June. The pitch, swinging a tapper foul, 100 for the first time. 6 pitches in.
It's getting warmed up.
6 pitches in, all have been strikes. Love guys that come out of the pen and hammer the zone. The pitch, swinging, it's fouled. Throws that breaking ball in there to get it to 87 as that rolls all the way to the Lugnuts pen. They didn't even move. They just let it stop there and hit them. The pitch. Checked it. Did he offer? No. 1-2. Oh, it rolled down off the mounds and came right to their feet. Slowly trickled there. And the Lugnuts, is that Hunter Bro, I think, that just chucked it up over the net for the fans on the berm. 1-2. Swing and a miss. 99 right by him. First strikeout for Luis May. 2 down, top 8. 3-1, Dragons in front.
Have to be ready quicker. But after he shows you 2 of those off speeds, you can understand why Butler was a step slow.
Okay, and now he gets Henry Bolte, who has 7 strikeouts in his last 8 at-bats here in Dayton. His other at-bat was a double. The pitch, swing and a miss. Right through the 98-mile-an-hour pitch, up and in.
Bolte is 2-for-2 this year against May. A couple of base hits.
The pitch. Breaking ball outside corner, bottom of the zone. Strike 2. How about this right here for May? He has thrown 1 ball. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase the slider. And Bolte will wear the golden sombrero tonight. Tough for Henry Bolte. Great pitching right there for Luis May. We are off to the bottom of the eighth. 3-1, Dragons in front.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Well, pretty good numbers when Dayton's starter goes deep into a game this year. They're 60-8 when their starter goes 5-plus innings, 18-11 when the starter allows 2 runs or less. Both have happened tonight. Javi Rivera went 7 innings, gave up 1 run with 9 strikeouts, and the Dragons lead 3-1. They're 3 outs away from evening the series at 1. Jay Allen comes to the plate against Yeison Sanchez. First pitch. Wings it in there, a little bit inside, ball one. So Dragons will try and get some insurance as the rain continues to come down at Dayair Ballpark as we push towards 9 o'clock. The pitch on the outside corner, fastball strike one. Give the umps a lot of credit. They've played through this, and the field has held up. It's been an hour of rain in Dayton. The pitch inside. 2-1.
It's the umps, but also it's the umps' collaboration with the head groundskeeper. He knows what the field can take. He's looking at the weather signals, too. So they're all working together.
2-1. This is on the ground. Hard hit past the dive of man into left field. Base hit for Jay Allen, his second. 1-0-1 off the bat.
That was by Luke Mann before he could react.
By the way, with the umpires and the grounds crew, what you're saying, Jesse, is they're all in this together?
They're all in this together. You know, somebody somewhere should write a musical about an
nah,
umpire.
Nah. The pitch. That's down low to Kate Hunter. And maybe they should make a sequel to it as well.
How many should they make?
The number is endless. The pitch. That's inside. 2 balls, no strikes. That's me openly telling you I don't know how many have been made.
I've heard New Mexico is a lovely place.
Sure. The pitch is a high hopper off the plate, and it's foul. First base side.
Off his foot. Yeah.
Yeah, Yeison Sanchez came up to handle that. And Hunter. For him, looking okay there. He's got the ankle guard on his front right foot. 3-1, Dragons leading bottom eight. Lansing led this game after 1-0, but the Dragons have scored a run in the second, the third, and the sixth. Sanchez set, throws home. Fastball outside, 3-1. Well, reminder to you, we will be back here tomorrow. It's Thursday already. Coming up tomorrow, June 6th, Will Johnston gets the start against Jonathan Harmon. The pitch, that's popped up into the gray clouds and into the rain. Foul past the upper deck down the left field side. 7:05 start tomorrow. We'll be on the air around 6:50. And right now it's looking like Lansing will need to bounce back, but they will have 3 more outs in the middle of the order coming up in the top of the ninth. Sanchez is 3-2. Low and inside. Throw down to second. not needed because it was ball four. Good practice, though, for Cole Kahn. Two
little
walks.
Double clutch, but the throw is on target.
Yeah. Well, if you're Vince Harrison Jr., he's got to be much more pleased with his team's performance tonight. We saw him aggressively go out to the mound last night and challenge his pitcher, challenge everybody there. There had been errors, there had been home runs, and it didn't get any better as the Dragons lost 9-2. But here they are, up 3-1. It's Don Schulze, pitching coach, that's heading out there to gather the infield. First and second, nobody out in the eighth. As again, Dayton looks to add on to their lead.
I mean, you say that, Adam, but I counter to you that yesterday Dayton scored 2 runs on 5 hits, and today they have 3 runs on 5 hits. The difference between yesterday and today is the pitching. The Dayton yesterday had Brock Bell get raked over the coals, and that's why the Lugnuts won 9-2. And today, Javi Rivera and then Luis May have been lights out.
Well, and the defense, too.
Yes.
I mean, they haven't given up any errors.
On the other side, the Lugnuts defense, not great.
The Lugnuts defense has supplied 2 of the Dayton runs. How about that? They lead 3-1. That's the difference in the game. Dayton has played a much more complete game in a low-scoring, minimal hit day. Or night. A rainy night at that. Okay, 2-1, nobody out. Here's Sal Stewart. The pitch. Runs it inside with the fastball. Sanchez down 1-0. 5 walks now issued by the Nuts. Jorge had 1. Collier 2. And then 1 to Allen and Hunter open up this 8th. Ready, ready matchup. Deep breath for Sanchez. The pitch. On the ground. It's bounced back up through the middle. It's a base hit into center field. Allen around 3rd. He's in to score. RBI single. Sal Stewart. 4-1. Dayton leads. Well, walks will hurt you, and right there, that proved to be the case as Sanchez gives up a run, and the first 3 have reached in this 8th inning for Dayton as he goes through the 2, 3, and 4 batters, and Craig Conklin's going to march out there, and it looks like he's going to make a move. Garrett Irvin, it looks to be the guy that's coming in. As the rain continues to come down and swirl in the wind and the lights here, Sanchez exits, and it is indeed Garrett Irvin that's coming into the game.
Adam, it's been a while since we've seen Garrett Irvin pitching in a game. Go all the way back to the start of the Peoria series. His last appearance, May the 28th, and here we are, June the 5th. It's basically been a week for Irvin in 13 appearances this year, 13 and two-thirds innings. 17 strikeouts.
What are you talking about, man? It's been a month the last time we've seen this guy.
Oh, we just saw May.
True. Well, it's a tall task coming back in the 9th inning down 3 runs, but again, you think there, if there is any chance to do it, you got to find a way to get out of this jam. Would give you some momentum if you could get out of it with a new pitcher coming in. Maybe that can lead towards some offense in the 9th. Right now, Dayton leads 4-1. The Dragons sit at 25-27, and the Lugnuts sit at 28-24. After tonight, we will have 13 games left in the first half. The first half champ in the Eastern Division, and the first half champ in the Western Division will both be in the playoffs before we reset things and start up the final 60-plus games in 2024 season. The one thing we hope for tomorrow, no rain.
Oh, absolutely.
It's been coming down now for over an hour. After 9 o'clock on a Wednesday evening in Dayton, Ohio.
Think about the broadcasters for Brooklyn Cyclones games, where the broadcast booth does not have a roof.
Whoa.
You have to sit out there in the open to call the games.
They have umbrellas out there or what?
So you have to call the game with massive umbrellas over you and your equipment. Yes.
That is hazardous.
If the wind blows it sideways, you're in trouble.
Okay, Cam Collier comes in. Lefty-lefty. Garrett Irvin, set, throws. Misses down low, ball one.
It'd be a fine time for a triple play.
Oh, would it ever now? You know, I've never seen one live. Jesse has, but... First and second, nobody out. Pitch home. Misses outside, two balls, no strikes. Were you wondering when the last Lansing Lugnuts triple play was? All right, well, I'll tell you. It was back against Great Lakes in 2015. Jesse remembers it like it was yesterday. Back on that June 20th day, Irvin turns, runs the runner, and Hunter back to second. The triple play. Oh, Craig Conklin's coming out there. Do we have a balk?
They need an explanation. That's exactly what it is.
It's a balk call. Irvin came up and then turned around. And the balk came from the home plate umpire. He made the call. That's Jeff Spizak. He's the one that talks with Conklin. So triple play now seems much more difficult. But you never know. Infield now in. 4-1, Dragons lead. Bottom eight. The pitch. Cube foul. Two balls and a strike. That triple play turn, by the way, 6-3-6. That means shortstop, first base to shortstop for the triple play.
The worry for me right here is that Cam Collier could take this game and make it a lot farther out of reach for the Lugnuts offense.
4-1. That's down low. Three balls and a strike. A score 4-1 here. And certainly a base hit here could make it 6-1. Rain continues to fall on a, well, it feels like a rainy night for the Nuts. The pitch. That's down low. Ball four. Three walks. The pen is giving up free passes. And the Dragons have them loaded up for the first time in this series. And they've got the ultimate chance for a knockout punch right now as Carlos Jorge comes to the plate.
If you remember, Carlos Jorge in Lansing, Michigan, had some big swings, showed off his power.
He's got six home runs thanks to that power. Bases loaded. The pitch popped up behind home plate. Strike one. And we're back to triple play territory.
That's right. There's also the worry, too, of a wild pitch. I continue to look at these wet conditions. You never know if a ball might slip, so this is on Garrett Irvin to just stay in command. Locate the baseball. Keep it nice and low.
Lefty-lefty, the 0-1. There it is, low, bottom of the zone. The shadow zone draws a strike two call from Jeff Spizak.
That's perfect.
Hunter is at third, Stewart at second, Collier at first. Can Irvin be perfect again here? The 0-2. Swinging, it's popped up, third base side, foul territory. Man coming down the line, hand up, and he makes the catch. That'll work. One down. Sorry, Jesse, no triple play for you.
You know what? I'll live.
And we're happy about that. Here comes Ethan O'Donnell. And the rain is coming down even harder here. It is swirling all around through a windy, rainy night. Ethan O'Donnell, 1-for-3. The pitch, swinging, it's on the ground, gloved by Simpson, comes home for one, and that'll be it. Pocket of the baseball from Kahn, but the Lugnuts get the force at home and keep this a three-run game. Nice job by Simpson.
And Garrett Irvin, breaking ball, bottom part of the zone, exactly what you want to get from it.
And that's a 3-2 put out. Sal Stewart moves to third, Collier to second. O'Donnell reaches at first.
You know, you keep this 4-1. You get this third out. You've got the big bats coming up in the ninth inning.
You do, and you got some momentum. Got to get through Leo Balcazar, the 19-year-old. The pitch home to the righty. Up high, ball one.
It really does feel pivotal that this is the chance for Dayton to truly extend the lead, gain some comfort. And they're not getting it because of Irvin.
A chance for the momentum to potentially pivot in the Lugnuts' direction. The pitch popped up. Shallow right field in the rain. Danny Bautista Jr. trying to find it. It's the center fielder Bolte that takes it at the last minute. And that was an adventure in the rain and the wind, but the center fielder Bolte bails out Bautista and gets the nuts out of the jam. Great work by Garrett Irvin. He leads them loaded with nobody out. He gets three. We're headed to the ninth. Last chance for the nuts, down 4-1. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler tells you about the comeback when we return.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Major work being done by the grounds crew on the home plate circle. Putting that quick dry down, trying to make sure that that home plate circle integrity stays strong. They are now bringing the turfers out to the pitcher's mound before Luis May can work the top of the ninth. The Dayton Dragons are three outs away from a 4-1 victory over the Lansing Lugnuts. But first, this Dragons grounds crew is buzzing. Five members out to the pitcher's mound. Head groundskeeper talking with the bases umpire, Brandon Schmidt. Shovels working hard, let me tell you. And the rake all across the front of the mound. The landing area for Luis May. They're pouring it with one bag, they're raking it with the other and spread it around in a circle and then across, left to right and back again as Luis May kicks to the back of the mound. The puddles have grown a lot larger back of first base up the right side where Cade Hunter is jumping around in the puddles. And the outfield, center fielder Carlos Jorge has his hands on his hips. Right fielder Ethan O'Donnell has his right hand on his hip. We do not see the left fielder Jay Allen II. He is hanging out in the bullpen. Why should he go out and play his position yet? Luis May is just now starting to warm up, and this is the heaviest that the rain has been all night. And the umpires are going to call it, I believe. They're calling for the tarp right now with the Lugnuts. Will Simpson, Luke Mann, and Danny Bautista Jr. scheduled to bat in the ninth inning, down 4-1. Here is the rain delay. And Craig Conklin is nonplussed. Hands on hips. Lugnuts manager out of the dugout saying, you're not going to give my guys a chance here in the top of the ninth inning. Brandon Schmidt shakes his head no. That tarp being rolled across the field. First they cover first base. They are rolling out in front of second, not on top of second, not behind second, in front of second towards shortstop. And now they're going to have to cover from both sides. Pull it back over second, pull it forward over third and over home plate. A rain delay in Dayton, Ohio. Dragons three outs away from the 4-1 win. And the rain just proved too much. It has been raining, Adam, I would say over half of this game.
Oh, it started at 8 o'clock? Yeah. I mean, we started at started 7, so it definitely has been. And it's, the wind has picked up, Jesse. It definitely feels like stormier conditions are making their way towards Dayton.
And now the grounds crew, the motley crew, getting set to pull it. This is where it's so easy to see from the top side which side of the grounds crew they've got the tarp well covered and which side they don't have enough people, and they're having to work extra hard pulling it across. You've got to take care of shoulder health in a situation like this.
Yeah, we got guys that are out there in their dress clothes, in their dress pants, and the polos. Man, team effort out there. Props to those guys. That's not an easy thing to do at the end of a long day.
Others in their bare feet. The field is covered. Looking at the Lugnuts dugout, there's still some folks hanging around. The Dayton Dragons appear to be just packing up a little bit, crowding down below the dugout roof. Everybody trying to get outside of the rain. It has been pouring. Cats and dogs and dragons in Dayton. Yesterday, we had the rain delay of an hour and 11 minutes before the Lugnuts won the ballgame 9-2. No rain as the night went on. And today, it was threatening to rain the entire day. And then, as Adam said, it started coming down around 8 o'clock. It has not let up. And in fact, it's gotten worse and worse. Right now, the grounds crew is getting drenched. All part of it. All part of the baseball experience. There's a part of me, Adam, that says, I understand why Lansing would be irritated by this and say, let's keep playing. Top of the ninth inning. We're down by 3. We've got 3 outs left. Let's go. And there's another part of me which looks at this rain and says, I understand why the umpires called for the tarp.
I mean, Jesse, they played probably 2 or 3 more innings than they easily could or should have.
Yes.
So you understand it. Listen, you never want to give up your final at bat, but these umpires played this game as long as they possibly could. We just said it. The rain has been coming down for over an hour, and there have been gusts of heavy rain a handful of times in that hour plus that they've been playing.
So now the crew is cleared around the boundaries of the tarp as they're making sure that this white piece of material is strong. Get it down to the field and now roll the tarp roll right on top of it. Does the tarp roll actually have a name? Looks like the gigantic rolling pin.
Yeah, I think that works.
The spool.
This is good. I'm contributing a lot to this.
I love it. I love the tarp.
It looks like a big spiral bound sitch, you know, like for a notebook.
Yes, it sure does. And then they roll that gigantic white square. They fold it up and they roll it right on top. And if your ground screw is really good, it looks perfect as you keep it rolled up and covered down the right side of the field. And here in Dayton, it's kept just beyond the Lansing Lugnuts dugout. There was some years back that a skunk had taken up residence right next to the tarp. And that skunk suddenly came out onto the field during the game in the ninth inning with the Lugnuts and the Dragons battling in a close one. And everyone realized, uh-oh, we've got a skunk on the field, hidden by the tarp throughout much of the night. You never know what can hide in the tarp. Usually you hope it's just baseballs. I've heard tell that when you get out west, you got to watch out for snakes.
Man.
I shouldn't have told you that,
Nobody
huh?
needs that right now.
It's Dayton, Ohio. What they've got here are dragons, and they dragged the tarp. Let's look around the rest of the Midwest League, shall we? Lugnuts down 4-1, entering the night 2.5 games back of the Lake County Captains for first place in the Midwest League East. Lake County and Beloit are battling.
Yeah, slither your way to that tab, will you?
Well, the Skycarp flew out to the early lead. This feels like a night for both Skycarp and Captains. It's so wet. Anyway, it was Beloit scoring a run in the bottom of the first inning. They went up 1-0 by Jacob Miller, but in the top of the second, Lake County played it too. Big swing, Jonah Advincula. It was 2-1, and they stayed that way until the bottom of the sixth. Beloit tied the score, but Adam, not all that long ago, Lake County just took the lead back in the top of the seventh inning. Guy Lipscomb, a triple. Jonah Avincula, the RBI ground out. And it's Lake County 3, Beloit 2 at the stretch.
Boy, Avincula sucking the playoff life right out of the Lansing Lugnuts right now.
Stop the count. Anyway, that was a Count Dracula joke. Peoria and Fort Wayne. Thank you. Lake County leading Beloit 3-2 in the bottom of the seventh. It's Peoria doubling up the Tin Cap 6-3. Remember what we thought of Peoria? Well, what does Fort Wayne think of Peoria? Because the Tin Caps brought a 3-0 lead to the sixth inning. 3 in the sixth, 2 in the seventh, 1 in the eighth. It's the Chiefs leading 6-3, and they're going to the ninth from Parkview Field. Hey, break up the 17-35 Peoria Chiefs. They won yesterday. They could beat Fort Wayne again today. Cedar Rapids is getting wailed on by the Great Lakes Loons. They are popping the Colonels 9-1 in the eighth inning. West Michigan edge South Bend, 2 in the eighth for a 3-2 victory. So if the Lugnuts do indeed lose today, and if they call this game due to rain and don't play the top of the ninth, it would be a final Dragons 4, Lugnuts 1. That would mean that West Michigan, Great Lakes, and Lansing would all be 28-25. Now, the Quad Cities River Bandits played the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. It was 5-2 Bandits going to the bottom of the eighth inning, but there the Rattlers scored 4 runs in the bottom of the eighth. Hey, if you think that a Timber Rattler is down and out, still got to be careful.
It'll bite you.
Yeah, and they did. 6-5, the Rattlers over the Bandits. And that's your look around the Midwest League.
Sounds not what Lansing was looking for, but
no.
That's how it goes sometimes.
Let's take a break when we come back. Let's go around the Oakland Athletics minor league organization. Dragons 4, Lugnuts 1, a rain delay before the ninth inning from Dare Ballpark.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's raining, it's pouring. We're in Dayton, Ohio. It's not boring. The Dragons 4, the Lugnuts 1. Rain delay before the ninth inning. They're still milling about in the dugout that we can see the interior. The Dayton Dragons and their home whites just walking about, chatting it up with each other. I'm Jessica Briggs-Jassler with Adam Jackson. We can't see the Lugnuts. We rest assured that everybody down there is doing just fine. Now, around the Oakland Athletics organization, Joey Estes. Adam, you remember Joey?
Yeah, man, the luscious locks of Joey Estes. We love that guy.
On the mound against the Seattle Mariners tonight. That game is going to start up in about 17 minutes for the Oakland A's. Max Schumann in the starting lineup, batting ninth and playing shortstop for the A's. The AAA Las Vegas Aviators have Brady Basso, the major leaguer, on the mound for them. Basso 2 2/3 innings. He's allowed 2 runs. He struck out 2. Jordan Diaz has swatted a 2-run homer. Right now, tied up 2-2. Ryan Noda base hit. Carlos Perez a walk. He scored on the Diaz homer. Lawrence Butler's 1-for-2 with a single as well. You know a lot of those Aviators, huh? Against the Chihuahuas and our good friend Tim Haggerty. The Midland Rockhounds at AA are down 3-1. Jack Cushing on the bump. 5 innings, 6 hits. No walks. He'll add 3 runs, gave up a homer. He struck out 4. They're trailing San Antonio 3-1. Jack Winkler is 2 for 2 with 2 doubles. Cooper Bowman, 1 for 2. The only run, a Bowman homer. He's been great. He was just named the player of the month of May for the Texas League, Cooper Bowman.
I love it, man. He came over in that trade, got to see him for a little bit. He had an early home run, and next thing we knew, he was up. So good to see. It's always great to see the guys succeeding as they climb the Athletics ladder.
The A's had a couple of interesting roster moves. Pedro Santos and Grant Holman, the former Lugnuts relievers, were promoted up to AAA because of how well they had been pitching in AA Midland. Zach Jackson, the former major leaguer, another former Lugnut, sent down to AA. Well, perfect inning, 2 strikeouts, good look. He's out. Chase Cohen, a perfect inning in relief. The Stockton Ports are taking on San Jose, and that game will get going in about 40 minutes or so. Hey, the Dominican Summer League is in action. Today, Adam, was their very first game. Rain had stopped them from playing their first 2 scheduled games, and so we get to talk about the DSL players for the very first time. Guys like Ronaldo De La Cruz, the second baseman slash right fielder today, who singled, drew 2 walks, stole a base, he scored a run. Jesus Natera, the catcher, a walk, a single, a run scored. As a matter of fact, in the Dominican, the A's drew, 2, 4, 6, 9 walks in all, but they fell 4-2, your final score, to the Orioles. Eric Matos got the start. It's fun to see those players. They're ways away. But you never know, a couple of years from now, we could be seeing players from the Dominican Summer League Major League contributing in Lansing. Now, quick trivia question. Which member of the Dominican Summer League Athletics last year is already with the Lugnuts? Don't overthink it. He started yesterday.
Ah, Luis Morales.
That's
okay.
Right. So it's always good to have an eye down to the DSL. And that is your check around the Oakland Athletics minor league system. Around the major leagues. Wasn't this exactly what you looked for? Here
good.
We go, baby.
This is good because raindrops are falling on my head right now.
Top of the 9th inning. It's the Pirates leading the Dodgers 10-6. You know, the Pirates scored a touchdown in the 2nd inning, kicked the extra point as well. Now they're trying to hold off that great Dodgers offense. 10-6 Pirates in the top of the 9th inning, and they're 1 out away from a victory. The Orioles and the Blue Jays are on a good one. Each team scored 2 runs in the 2nd. Neither team has scored since then. 2-2, top of the 9th inning from Toronto. The O's are looking for the lead before they go to the bottom of the 9th from Rogers Center. The former Great Lakes Loon, Jimmy Garcia, on the mound for Toronto. We always called him Yimmy, Y-I-M-I, Jimmy Garcia.
The Rogers Center, Jesse, what that place used to be called?
Skydome.
That's right. It opened today.
You're not really.
Today in baseball history.
And my friends in Toronto would always say, don't say the Skydome. Like, don't say the MLB. Skydome.
Skydome, yeah. Opened today in 1989. 5-3 loss to the Brewers.
Happy anniversary, Toronto. How do you think they're celebrating? Do you bake a stadium a cake?
I think they've got cake, they've got drinks, and they've got baseball. What else could you need?
I wish them good luck for a walk-off. A win would be the cherry on top.
There you go. Awesome in the 6th tonight.
The Dodgers, by the way, have fallen. The Pirates win 10-6. It has gone final. They're in the top of the 8th inning. In New York, the Yankees are taking out the Twins. The score is 9-4. No troubles for the Bronx Bombers. Bottom of the 5th inning. The battle for Chicago. Shrift Dog thrilled. The Chicago White Sox are leading the Cubs 5-1, heading to the last of the 5th inning at Wrigley.
Boog against Shrift Dog.
Oh, it's big time. It's big time, baby. What does Len Casper think of all of this? The Tigers are taking on the Rangers. The Rangers scored 1 in the 2nd, 3 in the 3rd. They have 4 runs on 5 hits. The Tigers have no runs on no hits. And they're going to the bottom of the 5th inning, so keep an eye on that one. The Rangers will take a no-hitter here to the top of the 6th inning from Arlington.
Whoa.
The Padres and the Angels, they're just getting things warmed up. Dylan Cease, the former South Bend Cub on the mound for San Diego, against Soriano and the Angels. And let's see, the Royals and the Guardians postponed. Inclement weather bit the Guardians in Cleveland. They'll make it up in late August. Now, here are some finals to tell you about. The Braves got bombed by the Red Sox 9-0. On the bright side, they didn't get no hit. They got one hit. Nick Pivetta was excellent. All Red Sox 9-0. The Cardinals doubled up the Astros in Houston 4-2. The Astros are now 28-35. The Reds won a slugfest over the Rockies 12-7 in Colorado. Bet you could have guessed. But when it's the Reds and the Rockies, both of those places you love to hit. You can play that game in Cincinnati or in Denver. I think somebody's going to win the game 12-7.
It's a lot of R's. Reds, Rockies, runs,
routes. The Giants beat the Diamondbacks, tripled them up 9-3. The Diamondbacks, coming off their National League pennant last year, are now 29-33. Giants are a half game in front of them in the West.
I still don't know how the Diamondbacks made it to the World Series. That was remarkable last year.
Well, they did have the best player in baseball.
Yes, indeed. His name? Gabriel Moreno.
I was thinking Corbin Carroll. What was I thinking?
Come on.
The Mets and the Nationals. The Mets romped 9-1. Patrick Corbin did not fool anybody. Severino the win. Corbin's now 1-7. I think that there are a lot of routes today is what I'm trying to say. The Mets, the Giants, the Red Sox, the Pirates had the big offensive output. The Reds, if you're looking for a close one, may I give you the Brewers and the Phillies. Two runs in the bottom of the fifth inning for the Phillies, and that was all, but that was all that Aaron Nola needed.
TV timeout, Jesse. It is pouring out there right now.
Aren't you glad that we're not outside?
I am. I am glad.
Or in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Phillies beat the Brewers 2-0. And one last final, the Battle of Florida. The Tampa Bay Rays took out the Marlins 5-3. Richard Lovelady, the victory for Tampa Bay.
They don't care about that game. It's hockey season.
That's true. Do you have any picks for either the Stanley Cup Final or the NBA Finals?
I mean, if Boston doesn't get this one, their fans are going to absolutely lose their mind, right?
Yes.
Like, if Luka and Dallas somehow get this done, Boston is going to be absolutely beside themselves. So I'm going to take the Mavs because I think that would be hilarious.
I love it. I love it. Oh, the Boston Celtics. I pulled up the history of the NBA Finals.
2009, I think, the last time they won, right?
Let's see. So you lose to the Warriors in 2022. That was, let's see, before that, the last time that they made the finals, they lost to the Lakers in 2010, lost to the Lakers in 2008. Let's see. I mean, you got to go back quite a ways. Adam, meanwhile, is checking in with Tom Nichols. Yeah, so good luck to the Celtics against the Mavs.
Yeah, when was the last time the Celtics won, Jesse? What was that? Did you look it?
Yeah. Looking it up right now. Here we go. This is compelling radio.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely compelling. They've lost a... I'm looking in the wrong column. I'm going, wait a second. Did they win this one? Did they win this one? In 2008, the Celtics beat the Lakers. 2008. There it is. Adam Jackson knows his basketball. Outstanding.
Do you
have a Stanley Cup final pick?
I would like to see the Great White North get it done for, I think, the first time since the 90s. They got one of the best players, if not the best player
in
hockey.
Are the Florida Panthers located in North Florida?
Ah, the Great White North. Yeah. Sorry, Jesse. Right above the great old state of Michigan. Kind of. I know Edmonton's way over there. But I think it would be cool to see a Canadian team win.
Oilers, baby.
Yeah, man.
Connor McDavid. They're going to have their work cut out for them. But I'm right there with you.
I mean, either way, it's going to be compelling to see what happens. I think the Boston-Dallas series is really going to be exciting. I'm not a huge NHL guy, but there's something about watching teams compete for that Stanley Cup and seeing who comes out on top.
You know, I'm shocked that you're not a big Stanley Cup guy because Adam constantly is working on his playoff beard. When the Lugnuts first affiliated with the A's, he was clean-shaven. And then after that, it's like you've been in the playoffs.
Well, my Detroit Red Wings, yes, you got to get back in the playoffs, and then I will get back into it. But they haven't been able to get there lately.
You love hanging around Red Wings.
I do. I absolutely do.
looking forward in this series, by the way. Just to let you know, why aren't Adam and I talking too much baseball? Why are we talking Celtics and Oilers and Red Wings and beards? Because we're in a rain delay. We were getting all set for the top of the ninth inning. Luis May, the Dayton closer, was all set to take on Will Simpson, Luke Mann, Danny Bautista Jr., protecting a 4-1 Dragons lead as the Lugnuts were looking to extend a 3-game winning streak. A lot of things we were looking forward to, and what we saw instead was the tarp.
Yeah, Jesse, we could give a recap of the game, what we've seen so far, if they do start playing, or do you not want to do that?
Well, right now, I just want to do some quick math for you. I've got this rain delay starting at 9:13. The minimum time that you have to wait to call a game is 30 minutes. So my thinking is, right now we're about 8 to 10 minutes away from reaching, if the umpires are going to call it, that is when they would call it. And that would mean that no chance for a comeback for the Lugnuts in the ninth inning. Game is final. The Lugnuts lose.
That means we got 10 minutes to entertain. Let's go. Stand-up comedy. What you got for me?
Let's tell some stories. Let's tell some jokes. No, let's go back through to talk about how we got to 4-1. You're right. We open up with the Lugnuts' only highlight of the game offensively. Top of the first inning, leadoff walk, Johnny Butler stole second. Henry Bolte struck out. Will Simpson fouled that to third. Luke Mann came through.
Yeah, it was off to a good start right after Lansing closed with the 9 straight runs. Last night, they were down 2-0, then scored 9 runs, all in the final few innings of the game. So things looked good, but then we saw Dayton punch right back, and it was an error that helped tie this game up at 1 in that second inning.
In the bottom of the second inning, and here's what it was. It was Cole Kahn. And there were 2 outs and nobody on. Carlos Jorge drew a walk. Ethan O'Donnell dropped down a bunt single. Didn't look like much, but then those two executed a double steal, and Kahn, in attempting to throw out Jorge at third base, put his throw beyond Luke Mann into left field. Jorge kept on running all the way to the plate, and we were tied 1-1. In the bottom of the third inning, hard hit contact against Carrasco.
Yeah, in that third inning, my goodness, they had every ball was scorched off the bat. Now, two of them were not caught. It was a double from Logan Tanner to open the frame, and then an RBI single from Jan. It was honestly a tough call. His third pitch in that at-bat, it was in the strike zone. It was called a ball. Next pitch, Allen rocketed out to center. And then on the throw home, Holter had a chance at the cut. He threw it to Kahn. Kahn had to jump up. Even if Kahn jumps up, catches, he still had time to tag. But, Jesse, the ball was over his head. So there's your second big mistake of the night that led to another Dayton run.
No error charged, right? Simply RBI single Jay Allen the second.
Yeah, which is wild because, again, if Holter on the cut, that's remarkable to think. The ball came in, he cut it, turned, throws, and still coming in. Tanner is halfway down the line. If that ball's caught, it seems like it's an easy tag out. But no error, and the run comes in, and that was the difference.
So we've got a poor throw by Cole Kahn in the second inning. A poor throw by Colby Holter in the third inning. And at the bottom of the sixth inning, Dayton leading 2-1. Luis Carrasco still on the mound. Leadoff single Cade Hunter, eliminated on a fielder's choice by Sal Stewart. Moved to second on a Cam Collier walk. Carlos Jorge on a fielder's choice sent Stewart over to third, eliminated Cam Collier. So 2 outs, runners were at first and third. Carlos Jorge started and stopped towards second with Ethan O'Donnell batting. He drew a throw in from Cole Kahn. As Cole Kahn fired over to first, Sal Stewart broke for the plate. Will Simpson had time to throw him out, and he airmailed his throw.
Yeah, it just was a tough night tonight defensively for Lansing to get us to this point. They played clean yesterday, no errors, but 2 errors up there and really what should be a third caused the 3 runs to come in. And again, you give Dayton credit. They put their guys in position to come in and score, but Lansing plays a little bit cleaner defensively tonight. We could be looking at a 1-1 game still.
So 3 poor throws, 3-1. It was Dayton leading going to the late innings. In the bottom of the seventh inning, a perfect frame for Yeison Sanchez. But in the bottom of the eighth inning, Sanchez loaded the bases with nobody out. Jay Allen the second singled. Cade Hunter walked. Sal Stewart an RBI single up the middle. That was it for Sanchez. Garrett Irvin came in, walked Cam Collier. The bases juiced. Irvin got out of it, though. A foul out of fielder's choice and a fly out to center. The fielder's choice, the force out at home. And so that kept Dayton at 4. But here's the story on the other side of it. Ever since the 8 o'clock hour, the rain had come tumbling down. Oh, by the way, if you're wondering about the Lugnuts offense, Luke Mann's RBI double in the first inning was joined by such notable Lugnuts hits tonight as a Casey Yamauchi leadoff double in the third inning and a Colby Halter two-out single in the seventh, followed by a Cameron Masterman walk. And those are your base runners. So that's all. And the rain just kept on coming. Sometimes harder, sometimes softer, and then back to being harder, like someone's fiddling about with the faucet. And as we headed to the ninth inning, after Luis May fired a perfect eighth in relief of Javi Rivera. Rivera, the starting pitcher for Dayton, seven innings, three hits, one run, two walks, nine strikeouts. Luis May struck out two in the perfect frame. Into the ninth, May ready, and then the rain. The rain proved too much for the umpiring crew. They called for the tarp. I believe that we have breaking news with Adam.
Yes, we do. Two runs in the eighth for our Beloit Skycarp. And after eight, Beloit four, Lake County three. The Skycarp three outs away from giving the Nuts a nice little oomph after what seems like an L here tonight.
Believe in Beloit.
Skycarp, come on.
I believe that tomorrow is when Beloit and Lake County are going to play their
yes.
doubleheader.
Yep.
So with West Michigan and Great Lakes winning, three-way tie, 2.5 games out of first place.
Skycarp sweep coming tomorrow.
Not only that, if you're Lake County, you're going, we can't lose any games because at least one of these teams, Lansing, West Michigan, or Great Lakes, is going to keep on winning. And it's going to get tighter and tighter at the top of the division.
It's getting interesting. It's fun to watch. It's, man, you play all these games, and it's not like they don't mean anything. You come down to the stretch run, and things get interesting.
You said it. The Lugnuts are here in Dayton, Ohio, over the course of the next 4 days following today through Sunday to finish off the six-game series, and then back home July 11th through July 16th against the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Let's talk about that homestand. Tuesday, July the 11th, Tacos and Tall Boys, Lansing Locos. Also, Pride Night at Jackson Field. Then Dog Days of Summer, Wednesday, June the 12th, 7:05 p.m. No more Grand Slam school days. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on June the 12th, that Wednesday, and every Wednesday home game. Thursday, June 13th, it is a Coors Light Thirsty Thursday with the drink specials, 7:05 p.m. Friday, June 14th, Adam, what are your thoughts about Peanuts Night with a Jordan Diaz bobblehead? Oh, by the way, Diaz, two home runs tonight for the Las Vegas Aviators.
Ah, love that. The Colombian, right. Man. That's awesome. Peanuts in Lansing. You got the peanut shop right downtown. Jesse, I'm fascinated right now. The youngsters are getting souvenirs from both Dayton and Lansing's dugout. One of them just got a Lugnuts bat and was absolutely thrilled. I think some of them are getting autographs now. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, this is great.
It's fun to watch.
Yes. That's something that you don't say good grief to.
I mean, they're down there in the rain, and the fellas helping them out, getting them some souvenirs, some balls, some bats, some autographs, and some good times that they'll never forget.
That's grand. So Peanuts Night, June the 14th, that Friday night, the Jordan Diaz bobblehead giveaway. Get your tickets.
Peanuts are good for you. You can have peanuts?
Yeah, I'm no allergy.
Good. I love peanuts.
Love Charlie Brown. Love Lucy, Sally, Linus.
And love the peanut shop
Snoopy,
downtown.
Woodstock, Pigpen, Schroeder,
have you been in the
Franklin.
Have you been in the peanut shop, Jesse?
Yes, I have, because we had to do a special delivery for the minor leaguer.
Oh.
With Toronto. The minor leaguer loves the peanut shop, so we take care of the minor leaguer.
Great candy in there. Peanuts, they've got it all.
Yes. There are some interesting goings-on right now in the Dayton Dragons dugout that we're looking at. Saturday, June the 15th, Lugnuts and Cedar Rapids Colonels. Adam, that's going to be Star Wars night.
May the 4th, I mean.
June the 15th.
May the June 15th be with you.
See, Luke Mann now has to be involved.
He absolutely does. Luke, you are the man.
Used the force in the first inning, didn't he?
He sure did.
And then finally, Sunday, June the 16th, that's Father's Day.
Let's go, man.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
And Brandon Schmidt has called it out of the dugout, third base side. This ball game is over. At 9:44 p.m., the Dayton Dragons defeat the Lugnuts in 8 innings, 4-1.
Yeah, this just didn't look like it was playable. The weather has produced rain here for the last almost 2 hours. It's been coming down hard, and it's still coming down. So you give the umpires credit. They let them play as long as they could here. Unfortunately, that Lansing couldn't get their last at-bat in the ninth because the Lugnuts are really good at coming back late in games. They don't give up, but Mother Nature just had other plans tonight.
So rain delay before the start of yesterday's game. A rain delay to end tonight's game. Tomorrow night, 7:05 p.m., Jonathan Harmon gets the ball for the Dayton Dragons. Will Johnston opposes him. I feel, Adam, right now, even more than ever, this series, we are seeing the starting pitching matchup matter.
It's going to be important. It's always important.
There go the Dayton Dragons. Five players tarp sliding to celebrate the triumph. A sixth emerges from the dugout, dashing out third base way and sliding right on through. He's safe in a shallow center. And they keep on running onto the outfield grass. Here comes the seventh player for the dash and the slide. They got to make sure they don't collide. He goes on the seat of his pants with the feet first. Slip sliding away. It was a night for a tarp slide.
Well, it's ending a little bit earlier than expected.
Vince Harrison Jr., the manager for the Dayton Dragons, is out of the dugout, and he's saying, that's enough. And the boos are out at Day Air Ballpark. Hey, hypothetically, if you were a ball player and you were in the dugout on a night like tonight, would you go tarp sliding until your manager told you not to?
I would like to go to the quote from Remember the Titans. Let them play. Let the boys play.
Yes. One run, three hits, two errors for the Lugnuts. Lugnuts fall to 28-25. Four runs, six hits, no errors for the Dragons, who improved to 26-27. Winning pitcher, Javi Rivera. The losing pitcher, Luis Carrasco. Saved to Luis May in 2 hours and 7 minutes. Plus the 39-minute delay, according to the official score here. Take it or leave it. Played in front of a crowd of 7,390 very wet folks in Dayton, Ohio. So the Lugnuts and the Dragons have split the first two games of this series. We've got four more games to go from the Gem City. And as Adam said, I think this is a good thought to close on, Adam. No rain tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Let's keep the rain out of the forecast the rest of the week, and we got a series here. Good win by Dayton tonight. Good win by Lansing last night. Let's do it again tomorrow night.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Good night from the Gem City, and go Nuts!